morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Do you hear that?
I hear it.
And it makes me happy. It's the sounds of St. Elmo's Friday.
Yeah.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Welcome.
Steve O'Mateo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
Just trying to wake you up with some Damien Rice.
get you energized and pumped.
For your Friday.
Sweet dance beats. We figured out that for some reason that song always plays in the morning.
Yeah.
Like early. How are people supposed to wake up?
I don't know. I was here too and I even saw it and I was like, yes.
Well, we like
it. Playing and I was like, oh crap, right.
I remember
it's great and makes you sad.
It's a good it's a reflective song, so maybe not the best thing to hear first thing in the morning. But we've both been up for a little while.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, yeah, now's a good time.
Now's a good time. It's Reflective Friday.
Reflective Friday. I wore my reflective clothing, so if I go biking, I won't get hit by a car.
Oh, man. We got a great show today. I'm excited. It is the Gospel for Asia Critter Campaign.
Oh!
Yeah! We've been talking about this leading up to today, all day. We're going to be talking about Gospel for Asia, their Critter Campaign, 100% of all of the gifts that are purchased today. Get to the field. You can check out the details at mystaticradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot you can do. You've probably been listening to the chicken commercial.
There's a chicken commercial.
There really is a chicken commercial. So
maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah, if you heard the chicken commercial, maybe. It's not just chickens that you can send. These gifts will help the untouchables, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The Dalit, if you will.
Yep.
Break the cycle of poverty while, you know, also serving as a tangible expression of the love of Jesus Christ. And so today we're going to be focusing on Gospel for Asia, the Critter Campaign. And man, you could rock a pair of chickens. It's only $11 for a pair. Pair of pigs. Goats, rabbits, lambs.
Water buffalo.
You really can.
You can buy a water buffalo.
For $460 a water buffalo. It's a gift that will provide a poor family's needs in Asia for years to come, whether it's transportation, pulling a plow for planting, providing milk. And we're serious. It's a water buffalo. It's not like, hey, this is what it would be like. No, this is a water buffalo.
Everybody wants a water buffalo. Well, now here's your chance to give somebody one.
Booyah. You can even get a barnyard bundle, which includes 6 chickens, goats, lamb, a cow, some pigs.
A cow?
Yeah.
Barnyard bundle. Now, here's what we're talking about, though, guys. These are practical ways that you can help out people that don't have anything. There's a water filter type scenario in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's like 30
here
something.
You go. Do. Biosand water filter. $30.
Yeah. Let me see this thing.
Yeah, right there, man.
Check this out. Many poor regions of Asia do not have pure, clean drinking water. Using concrete and sand, these biosand water filters remove impurities, providing water for drinking and cooking that is 98% pure. Help provide pure water to a village. A whole village in Asia. And a chance for them to hear the living water from Jesus.
Boom!
But check it out. That's so simple. It's $30. Maybe you and your family, you've been sitting out there thinking it would be really nice if as a family we got together and we gave something else. This is a really good way to do it. This whole list, there's tons of stuff that you can get involved with.
Man, there's blankets. You can get mosquito nets. Think about that.
That's a big deal.
For $40. Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff. We're teaming up with Gospel for Asia. You can check all the details, mystaticradio.com, and click on the Gospel for Asia Christmas Critter Campaign. We're going to be hanging out, rocking that all day. Yes, it's still Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah,
yes, we're still going to have some fun because this is awesome.
That's right.
There's nothing cooler than being able to help a family halfway across the world and tangibly share the love of Jesus Christ with something
tangible
that they can use, like chickens.
Yeah, chickens.
Goats.
Mosquito net.
For reals.
Mosquito. I Daniel was telling me about that water filter thing yesterday. I was like, that's awesome.
Well, think about how much we rely on water here, and we just kind of turn on a faucet, and it's clear, and we just know.
Or in case your water goes out, you can go to the gas station and get water.
Right.
And trust. Yeah, and we all talk about how bad the water is in New Mexico. I actually saw a list yesterday that my boy Doug's going to have to find, and it's it's all 50 states, and it's what each state is the worst at.
Mm.
Ohio has the worst water.
Wow.
By far. New Mexico, we'll save it because it's kind of funny. But anyway, think about that. It's so practical Yeah. We can just go get water. We don't even think about it. But these villages out there, they don't have any way. And you can spend $30 and provide an entire village with clean water.
It's pretty amazing.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. All the details, mystaticradio.com. We also posted a link at facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to help out this Christmas with a, well, I was going to say a family need, but man, we're talking about a village here. So you can purchase a cow. You can purchase a water buffalo. There's so many things you can do. So check out the deets at mystaticradio.com. Coming up, breaking news.
Yeah.
Birthdays.
Birthday.
We're going to do that if you want to get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Mm. And we will.
Oh, yeah. Matthew called yesterday and said he's not calling in.
It's the first day of APS not being around.
That's weird that they get
forever, guys.
They canceled school forever.
Forever, guys.
School's canceled forever. It's canceled forever, Doug. That's weird that they get out on a Friday.
Yeah, like they started on a Friday.
Wouldn't they start it clean on a Monday?
You would think so.
That's what
you
we
would
always
think
do.
So. Yeah, so, yeah. I don't know.
They do. Why is Matthew out?
Oh, high school's different. All right. So not everybody's out, just high school kids? So Alice Cooper lied to me?
Well, also, he says it's summertime, and that's false. It is winter.
That is true.
I know
he just did something amazing in California with the Whosoevers. Did
I
you
heard
see that?
About that.
It's pretty rad.
Pretty cool.
POD was a part of it, and Alice Cooper, they did this huge...
And I think TFK.
Yeah, TFK was there. That's right. Mm-hmm. They did this special Christmas thing out in the CA.
Man, yeah. You know what the biggest pain about wintertime is right now for me?
Huh.
Just for me right now today?
Coldness?
It's the frost on your windshield because you leave your house a little late and you're like, yes, 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 yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
And then I'm totally the guy that's like, well, I'm just going to do what I can. So I get in the car and crank it up and turn the heater defrost all the way up and then try to do the windshield wipers. Oh, is it going to work? And then I'm like bending my head over, looking through the little I can see, and I'm driving.
Yeah.
Because the fastest way that car is going to warm up is if I'm driving.
Ace Ventura, man.
It's about like,
yeah.
You know, and get pulled over.
Yeah.
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks.
Yeah, Chrissy last night was complaining about it being winter, and she's done with winter. And I'm like,
done with
it.
It's not Christmas yet.
It's not. I don't know what's happened to me. When I grew up, loved summer.
Yeah.
It was all about summer.
Yeah.
And warm and
you're a kid. You're out of school.
Right. And for some reason, I can't take it. It's too hot here.
I like wintertime. I like wintertime because you can layer and it's fashionable.
Yeah, see? Come on, guys.
We all look so much more fashionable in the winter. You know what's funny? Whenever we used to take band pictures, they would try to like take pictures more in the wintertime.
Mm.
Or they would try to just say, bring a lot of clothes. Because you look better when you're layered.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like rocking a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But that's why you'll see like a bunch of bands, like rock bands, you know, oh, we don't care. They're wearing t-shirts. Their picture person made them do that. So tell me they don't care. Yeah, right. They're like, you know, just get up there and just wear a pair of like jeans and a t-shirt and give off that I don't care attitude. But not that t-shirt. That t-shirt's stupid. Wear this t-shirt. This is a nice t-shirt. It fits you well. It'll be really good.
That's funny.
It's all an illusion.
Yeah.
An illusion. The illusions, Michael!
Gosh.
So, you want to play a song and then do...
We can do that.
I've got a lot of energy.
It is Friday. It is your last show for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Makes me sad!
Me too.
Breaking news and birthdays right around the corner on T-Moss and Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, hello. It's Friday, December 19th, 2014, and it's time for breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Number of the day is 7,500.
7,500. Number of times a year you worry about your finances.
Nah, that would be about 75 million.
Okay, that's true.
This is Apple producers in the US and A.
Ah, okay.
In the good old US and A! The town of South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, has enacted a controversial new policy forbidding any of its employees from posting negative comments on social media.
No way! Wait, like at all?
At all.
You can't post anything negative?
Nothing.
Wow.
No negation. Negation. I don't think that's...
Negative connotation?
Negative. No negative anything.
You're creating a new mixture of words.
I do not think so. That's negative because I put not in there.
Ugh.
South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, no negative policy. Let's see. Ooh. Of course the internet is after these people immediately. Let's see. Yeah, the town of South Pittsburgh, Tennessee has just passed the best social media policy ever. At least that's what certain people have to say now, because South Pittsburgh has barred them from criticizing the town on social media. Town of 3,000 people just west of Chattanooga passed a resolution on December 9th that applies to anyone professionally connected to South Pittsburgh, including employees, volunteers, and contractors, from publicly discussing information about other employees and or volunteers not approved for public communication on social media, according to the official resolution. It also warns against writing anything on a personal Facebook or Twitter that might be considered defamatory or libelous.
Wow.
People should have no expectation of privacy whatsoever, the policy states. They should have no expectation of privacy whatsoever.
You work for the city government. You work for the city. I don't know.
The first thing everyone wants to say is, I can't post anything on Facebook, the town's commissioner, Jeff Powers, told the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Well, you can, just not anything that sheds a negative light on any person, entity, board, or things of that nature.
The funny thing is, if people are complaining that they can't put anything on social media, maybe they need to examine how negative they are.
True. What this is if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, applied to social media.
I kind of don't.
In a hardcore way.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind it. It'll probably make for a cheerier town, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, the problem will be is if corruption starts happening and then people try to speak out against it.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you can't say anything.
Man.
That would be the issue.
Is it hindering freedom of speech, freedom of expression? We've been talking a lot about that this week with the interview. But,
the movie.
Dude, saw the news yesterday. The interview has affected the plot of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
James Gunn posted a photo, and they were writing the second Guardians of the Galaxy, and they were working on who was Peter Quill's father, and on the short list, he had, like, Jason of Spartax, who's his dad in the comics.
Right.
Could it be Galactus?
Ooh.
Could it be... I mean, all these crazy, crazy people that you just never saw coming. Kim Jong-il was one of them. Or Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, on the short list.
Really?
To be Star-Lord's father.
Okay.
And they've since decided to pull that plot from the Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Can't do that anymore.
So it's affecting our movies, guys.
And that's not all it's affecting. The hack on Sony Pictures was unprecedented, but experts are saying now the number of breaches into government systems is skyrocketing. So if anything, the Sony hack is making people be like, okay, we got to make our security way, way, way better.
Yeah. Got to make it like a toy gun.
Yeah. Espionage is happening at a rate we have never seen before, says Denise Zing, a deputy director at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And the numbers seem to bear that out. There were almost 61,000 cyber attacks and security breaches across the entire federal government last year, according to a recent Obama administration report. And the number of cyber incidents involving government agencies has jumped 35% between 2010 and 2013, from roughly 34,000 to about 46,000, according to a recent report by the Government Accountability Office. Wow. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Scary. Y'all, that's scary. I guess that lady that wrote us in yesterday is true. Everybody needs to start putting all their cash in a glass mason jar and burying it under the house. That's what we do in Mississippi.
No.
First Federal Bank of Mateo.
Nope.
Give me your money. I'll bury it. You know what? You know what, Steve-O? Breaking news. You should tell people a solid use of their money.
Wait. Oh, gotcha.
You got it.
I'm like, where are you segging? Oh, got you.
Yeah.
That's right. Because today, Static Radio is teaming up with Gospel for Asia for their Christmas Critter campaign. That was a nice seg, dude.
That was almost clean.
That was really good. I'm sorry. I totally screwed it up. Of course I did. Yeah, we're teaming up with Gospel for Asia. Maybe you've been thinking about doing something awesome for others.
What?
I know. You know the Christmas adage.
That sounds too super positive for
Joy.
Me, man.
Joy? Jesus, others, you. So you can serve Jesus by helping others.
Did you make that
putting
up?
Putting yourself last. Have you never heard that before?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joy.
I thought it was Jesus, octopus, and yo-yos. Because I would love all three of those things for Christmas. That's just me, though. It could be a personal conviction.
Teaming up with Gospel for Asia. And some cool things you can do. For $11, you can get a pair of chickens. For real. And the funny thing is, Chrissy would love a pair of chickens. I wonder if they could send us those chickens for $11.
You know what, though? Maybe the village in Asia needs them a little bit.
Probably. For a poverty-stricken family, these animals are a welcome gift. They often source 200 to 300 eggs a year. And when that pair produces chicks, they continue to provide nourishment and income. A pair of pigs, goats, rabbits. Rabbits are furry. They're cute. Whatevs. They can also change someone's life. A pair of rabbits will quickly multiply, providing a steady diet of healthy meat and plenty of bunnies to sell as well. So rabbits are easy to feed. They can be raised in a small space, an important consideration in the crowded area of Asia.
Asia.
So, yeah. There's a lot of things you can do. A pair of lambs. And as you were mentioning earlier, it's not just barnyard animals, although there's a barnyard animal bundle that you can purchase. 6 chickens, goats, a lamb, a cow, a pig. All of this will go to a family, multiple families in South Asia, and a vital source of income for them. So there's other things you can do. Sewing machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are $85. Sewing machine powered by a foot. What is it? Treadle?
Treadle?
Yeah, you know, not electricity. You know, the thing is like, wing, wing, wing.
Okay.
And it's like the little, like, pedal.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Bill Peterson, who grew up when that was in use.
For the women of Asia, sewing.
You're old, Bill.
It's not a hobby. It's an opportunity to earn a livelihood for their family. You can give the gift of a sewing machine. It's not only will put clothes on their back, but it'll also put food on the family's table because they will have income.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Bibles. Obviously essential. You can get 7 Bibles for $21 for Gospel for Asia.
That's cool.
Yeah. And again, these will all go to a family to help break the cycle of poverty. It will serve as a tangible expression of Christ's love. And you can check out more at mystaticradio.com. All the details there, mystaticradio.com.
All right.
Yeah.
That was very important. Somebody wrote us in. They said they saw the trailer for the interview yesterday. They're not convinced Kim Jong-un ever gets whacked in the movie. He does.
He does. That scene leaked.
Yeah, you can Google search that scene. He gets, not to ruin it, but I mean, we're never going to see it anyway. So he gets killed when a helicopter gets hit by a missile and it blows up.
Oh.
And he's standing beside it and it kills him.
Wow.
That's what happens.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you crazy? You don't go online and look at stuff.
I didn't even, like, they made a GIF of it, or a GIF, however you want to say it. I was on and it was just, and I was like, oh,
there it is.
I guess they win.
Yeah.
So there you go. You know what, though? It reminds me of Inglourious Bad Words.
Yeah.
Because in that movie, and I realize that we're, you know, 60, 70 years set apart from it or whatever, in the future. But they go and they kind of rewrite World War II. And I started seeing pictures from that old Charlie Chaplin movie that people were referencing. And it was like, man, there is something to be said about how it feels like we kind of buckled too.
We did. And Paramount buckled yesterday. Did you see that?
Yep.
So we were talking all yesterday about Team America and how the Alamo Drafthouse and other theaters, the one in, I believe, Cincinnati, was going to show Team America instead, which was a decade-old film by Trey Parker, Matt Stone, the creators of South Park, in which this group of Americans tried to take out Kim Jong-un's dad.
Yeah.
And so they were going to show that. Well, Paramount has taken away the rights for them to show that film. So now they can't do that either. So Paramount and Sony both.
We'll see. Lots of stuff that will unfold because of all this. A news report shows that executions and new death sentences in the United States are the lowest they've been in decades. A British medical journal examined the health claims of Dr. Oz and the doctors and found them both riddled with questionable science. The medical journal Lancet reports that people around the world now live almost 6 years longer than they did in 1990. But Maybe not in Mississippi. Again, we need to go to that list. Doug, can you find that? It's the 50 states, what each state does the worst.
You know what's crazy is since 1990, I've lived 24 years longer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I, myself, have lived thousands of years, and it's a drop in the bucket to me since 1990.
Right.
And just I will continue to live.
Ah.
Gospel for Asia. The TSA handed over a Tucson woman. Oh, they handed to her her baggage that the airline had lost 2 decades ago.
Whoa! Speaking of the 90s.
Yeah, for real. The dream is life.
She's like, dude, my Stone Temple Pilots t-shirt.
She probably
needed that.
The good thing about that is that she probably opened her... Okay, 2 decades ago, so that would be 1994.
Yeah.
She probably opened it up and was like, I can wear all of these clothes and be completely fashionable now. This is great. That pair of mom jeans is totally back in style.
Yeah.
They're vintage. Look at this huge Uncle Jesse sweater, Uncle Joey sweater. I can wear it. This is great. That's what
hilarious.
You want.
It's probably true.
That I need the airline to lose my luggage today. I'm going to come back in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get it and be like, boom.
Yeah.
I don't need
it's
to
like
buy
a
any.
Time capsule.
Yeah, it is. A mini time capsule for this Tucson lady.
She should be thankful.
She should be. She's not. She should be. A team of scientists say that it has deciphered the moves between a mother cow and her calf.
Wow.
Yeah. Funny thing about that.
We can.
There's nothing funny about it.
Oh, I was like, funny thing about that. We're selling cows today.
Selling cows.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Decipher that move.
True story.
Elton John is getting married this weekend.
What?
A new scientific survey shows that men are not as empathetic to their female partner as she might be to him.
Hmm.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Soon, the sky over Maryland will be populated by 2 gargantuan spy blimps that will monitor for attacks on the East Coast. That's real life.
Yeah.
I read about that. Are we going to start looking like Gotham?
Ooh.
You know, like Batman the Animated Series Gotham with the blimps?
Yes.
Yeah. Loyola University doctors cured a woman who had suffered with a congested nose for 18 years.
Whoa, dude.
That sucks. You know how you get your sinuses all clogged up and you immediately just start thinking about all the days you took for granted when you're like, I could just breathe easy and I wasn't even thinking about it. And now that's all I can think about. I hate that feeling. Retailers don't call the last Saturday before Christmas super for no reason. More than a third, 36% of shoppers polled plan to be out shopping on Super Saturday. Top last-minute purchases are toys, electronics, groceries for holiday meals, stocking stuffers, and holiday party items, and of course, alcohol.
Really?
Because nothing says Christmas like alcohol.
Wow.
In fact, it says it kind of like this. Merry Christmas. Man. It's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. Thank you. Thanks for the thought. I just want to have somebody. I just want to have somebody. That's what I really wanted. Why?
This is crazy that that's on the top.
17%.
It's not crazy, actually. Never
17%.
Mind. Gosh.
Toys. The top last-minute purchase, toys, electronics, 23%.
Okay.
Alcohol, 17%.
Right below it's toys rocking. And electronics.
Rock
A. Total Wine, it's right next to all the electronic places.
Spouses are the hardest to shop for, according to 28% of those surveyed, while children and extended family were next at 26%.
Huh.
Friends, coworkers at 19%. Cities with the highest percentage of last-minute shoppers were Sioux City, Iowa. Yes, it exists. 47%. Indianapolis, 34%. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 33%.
No way!
San Antonio, 31%. Fayetteville, North Carolina, 23%. They don't call it the land of manana for anything.
Yes.
Nationally surveyed. And it is evidenced.
What's hilarious is I was just thinking, man, I got like 6 more things I'm supposed to get this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have to get something, too, but I can't remember. That's my problem. It's like, there's something to do.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
What day is it?
What day is this?
October?
Is it? A military enthusiast father has found an unusual way to make sure his children never miss a day at school, whatever the weather, by dropping them off in his 17-ton tank.
Whoa!
The $3 million collection of military vehicles owned by England's Nick Mead means his 13-year-old son Ashley and 16-year-old son Danny can choose from a number of road-legal tanks for their ride to school. Nick is the owner of tank driving events company Tanks A Lot Limited.
Tanks A Lot.
Tanks A Lot, guys. Hey, it's not what I wanted. This is not what I wanted, Doug. I love you. I appreciate the thought. It's not what I wanted. He bought his first armored vehicle more than 20 years ago. Since then, he has amassed a fleet of more than 95 operational tanks.
Gosh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
and
a crazy collection.
And finally, the annual World Pie Eating Championships have ended in controversy.
Uh-oh!
Because the pies were too big.
What?
That's a twist of fate. Usually it's the people. Results were declared null and void after a chef sent the wrong pies to the competition venue Harry's Bar in Wigan, England. Former champion Barry Rigby, a warehouse supervisor and part-time fitness instructor,
what?
Set a time of 42.6 seconds, but the result was only for half a pie after judges decided that full pie consumption could be dangerous because they were so big.
Wow.
The cooked dimensions for the pies used in the aborted final were twice the official competition size.
That's crazy.
They were too big. It's weird to me that the
a pies fitness
were,
guy?
Yeah, oh. Part-time fitness guy yeah. is doing a pie contest. That's why he's
See?
Only part-time.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the time he's eating.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
Did the construction at Rio Bravo and Isleta Boulevard Southwest disappear?
What?
That's amazing.
Everybody's taking the Christmas holiday off.
Right lane is closed due to construction. Paseo del Norte West at San Pedro. That's the only thing to report right now. I'm so stoked about that. There are a lot of construction zones all around the city.
Yeah.
So watch what you're doing. Pay attention. And look out for ice because the roads can be a little slick. Bet you look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Gospel for Asia's Critter Campaign.
Critter Campaign, give them an animal.
You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. I'm really excited today. We're going to have some fun with this. Gospel for Asia sent us some amazing scripts.
Yeah, scripts. We're going to do skits.
It was like, hey, some ideas for your show. And we were like,
no,
oh, heck yeah.
We got this.
We got this for days.
We got it.
We may just pull scripts out of a hat and just go.
Critter Campaign, animal, animal, ow!
Critter Campaign. Check out all the details, mystaticradio.com. But in the meantime, birthdays with producer Doug.
There he is.
Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hello. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
It's Friday, buddy.
It is. It is, and only the high school students are off because it's makeup test day.
Ah.
So they only go in if they have to make a test up.
So I would have been at school.
Or so you tell your parents. Am I right, kids? Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Doug!
Today, December 19, 2014. It works every time.
No!
Day 353. There are 12 days remaining in the year. First up this morning, magician Chris Angel.
Ooh!
Chris Angel. Angel. Okay. Do you guys remember... Do you remember on Dexter when... The what's-her-face, the whatever her name was, Maria whatever.
The crazy one.
The commissioner girl. Or the head of police.
Oh, yeah, LaGuardia.
LaGuardia. When she would say Angel.
Angel.
For angel.
Yeah.
That would make me so mad. Not because I have anything against it. Just because she sounded like an idiot. You know, it's like, who are you trying to be for real from Miami right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from Miami.
Angel.
Angel.
Chris Angel is 40.
He's 42.
He is 47 years old.
Gosh. Whoa.
I'm telling you, man, over in Vegas.
That sorcerer looks younger.
Wait.
Not Phil Collins.
No, an American actress, producer, and former singer. She is known for portraying Samantha on the ABC sitcom Who's the Boss? And then Jennifer... on the soap opera.
Suzanne Summers?
No.
Debbie Harry?
No.
This is up Steve-O's alley.
Yes.
Steve-O, it's right up your alley. It's right up your alley.
Why am I? All I can see is her face. She did stuff for MLB as well.
Does her face look like this?
She was on Melrose Place.
Charmed.
Charmed.
What? What is happening to me right now?
She was in a Blink-182 video.
Gosh! Yeah!
Oh! She was in Josie. Ah!
Yes, she was.
She was in Josie.
Yes, she was.
What's her name?
Why am I blanking?
What is her name? What's her name? Mitch.
Alyssa Milano!
That's it. Yes, okay.
Gosh!
I'm very disappointed in myself, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, me too.
Since you said who's the boss, I immediately was like, well, it's... Why can't I say her name? Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Yeah, the Blink-182 video. I remember that. Mark Hoppus had purple hair.
Yep.
It was their first drummer. Ugh.
Scott or whatever his name was. Yeah.
She's 38.
She is 35.
She is 42 years old.
What? Yeah. The dream of a 90s is alive in Portland.
He's been in such... Oh.
No, go ahead.
No, he's been in such films as October Sky, Donnie Darko.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
What is this from?
Brokeback Mountain.
Classic, Doug.
Gosh, Doug.
You're the best.
I'm just
Doug,
stop
you are
asking.
The best. I'm just you are the best.
Asking.
You are the best.
I mean, I don't remember any music in Donnie Darko.
That's true.
October Sky.
You could have picked Bubble Boy.
Could have.
Oh, Bubble Boy. We just watched Prince of Persia this last weekend. With
man, Bubble Boy was one of my favorite movies in college.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Wildfire. Man, that would have been a good one. Instead, you went with the Brokeback Mountain soundtrack,
yep.
Doug.
Jake Gyllenhaal's
yep.
39.
Okay. He's 40.
He is 34 years old today.
Wow. Whoa!
On to Saturday's birthdays.
Okay.
The former drummer of the band Kiss.
Oh, was it Peter Criss? No.
No.
Yes, it is.
No,
Peter
okay.
Criss.
I thought Peter Criss was the...
Well, he was original, and then he left, and now there was, like, this thing, because they didn't perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Peter Criss was the cat, wasn't
okay.
he?
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I thought the cat was the guitar player. But
shout
no.
out to my cousin Marcel. That was
Marcel.
Ace Frehley.
That was Ace Frehley.
Wow.
Gene Simmons. Okay. Yeah.
I actually know the members of Kiss.
Who's the other guitar player? Because Gene played bass.
Uh huh.
Ace Frehley played guitar.
Paul Stanley was the lead singer / other guitar player.
Okay.
Peter Criss played the drums.
Perfect.
Oh man. I know the members of Kiss.
You just want to rock and roll all night, party every day.
You know how I know?
How?
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Or Bogus, yeah. When they came back and saved the world, God gave rock and roll to you. That's the song that they played that was like their song. God gave rock and roll to you. It's Kiss.
You show us everything you got.
Peter Criss is...
69 years old today.
Whoa, off by a decade. Wow.
Next
dude.
Up, the last birthday for Saturday, an American actor, filmmaker, and comedian. He's been in such films as Moneyball, The Wolf of Wall Street, Accepted,
Jonah Hill.
Superbad, yes. Knocked Up, Funny People, Get Him to the Greek, 21
and 22.
Yep. Nope.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay. Give me the mic so I can take it. Oh, I can't say this. Yeah.
Let's see.
However, good pick, Dougie.
Doug always picks the right soundtrack. Every time.
I'm going to be singing All Dirty all day. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, bud. Jonah Hill is 32.
31
years old.
He's my age.
On to Sunday's birthdays.
Wait.
Frasier.
Nope.
Oh.
Niles.
That's what I thought.
No, not Frasier.
Oh, it's not the TV show Frasier?
Go, but same, a little bit later of time period and into the early 2000s.
Dharma and Greg?
Nope.
This isn't...
Everybody loves him.
Oh, everybody.
Ray Romano?
Dude, this
Ray
sounds Romano. Just like the Frasier intro.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Salad and scrambled eggs.
Yeah, Ray Romano. Ray Romano is 45.
47.
He is 57 years old.
Dang, dude.
Everybody's so much older.
We are way off today.
Oh.
Andrew Lincoln.
Nope.
I say him first.
That guy
time.
That played Shane.
Nope.
Well, it was Andrew's
Norman
birthday
Reedus.
The other day.
Nope. He's still on the show.
Oh, he's still okay. on the show. Okay, never so mind. I was just about to say Michael
half
Rooker.
Of the
yeah.
Carl. Little
nope.
kid Carl. Wait. If somebody's not caught up
Glenn.
And we start naming
Glenn.
Stuff, Glenn. Okay.
Okay. I know, right? We're like, wait, who's left?
Stephen
like, no!
Ewan.
That's it. Stephen Ewan.
Stephen Ewan.
He's great, man. Stephen Ewan is 34.
32.
31.
Oh, man. You were right there, buddy. Ah!
Is this number one?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Wow, good call.
Oh, yes, Doug! Thanks for that Jungle Boogie. You can find that, children, in a film called Pulp Fiction. Nicely done, Doug.
That was good.
Samuel L. Jackson's birthday today. I got to play golf with him, not in the same group, but he was in the Breaking Bad golf tournament.
That's cool.
I got to meet him. And he was wearing all pink.
Good.
And I was like, you know what? You're Sam Jackson. You can wear all pink, bro.
You've got a lot
just
of
dropping
confidence.
F-bombs every other word.
He actually wasn't.
I say he doesn't seem like he would do that, but everyone
yeah.
expects him to do
he
that.
He was really kind. Like, he was really chill. He was really cool. It was also probably a public setting,
yeah.
and it was like this, you know, celebrity golf thing that we were doing.
Okay.
Sam Jackson, he was in such films as True Romance.
He is 56.
I think he's like 60.
Probably.
66.
Whoa!
And the final birthday.
The final one ever.
Because we need this guy now. More than ever, with everything going on in the world.
W.
No, but...
Jack Bauer.
Yes.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes.
I love it.
W. No.
No. The blank. I love you guys. Oh, Kiefer. Kiefer Sutherland.
Michael. Do you like your maggots, Michael?
Never seen an episode of 24.
You've never seen an episode of 24?
Nope. Never will.
Christy and I, when the first season was the only one that had been out, we
yeah.
like binge watched like back when you actually had to buy them on DVD mm. or whatever. Yeah.
I hear it's really good.
Dude, it was fantastic the first two seasons.
And then it got
But
great.
Then there was like only so many times Jack could go rogue. Did you get all the way through it?
I didn't watch the last season.
Okay. It seemed like every season it was the same but different.
Yeah.
Some terrorist.
He's gone
from
rogue.
Some crazy country wants to blow something up, and somehow Jack Bauer's the only guy that can stop it. Oh, wait, two episodes in.
He's gone
He's framed
rogue.
For murder because he's a bad guy.
But yeah, it got really topical when they did, like, the government was after him because of his torture techniques when
that's
all that
true.
Was going on.
Yeah.
And
they
then
were just
he was on
always
that, like,
after him.
He was on that like weird, like, do I still torture him the old way because it's wrong, or do I do it to save the country?
Just got...
Got deep.
Just got so deep, man.
I'm pretty sure he ended up torturing him his way anyways, but...
Jack Bauer. Which is funny, because if you think back, season one, Chrissy and I got married. Season two, we were having a baby.
A
and
baby.
His name is Jack.
Oh.
Yeah.
You named your kid after Jack Bauer?
Nah. Chrissy would say Jack Sparrow.
Uh-huh.
I would say C.S. Lewis, but it was really Jack Bauer.
It was Jack Bauer. We both know.
Kiefer Sutherland is, I'm going to say 50.
53.
48 years old today.
Of course.
We went high!
Real quick, the number one song for today.
Yes.
Is this Lionel Richie?
It is.
Say You, Say Me?
Yes.
Okay. Good call. What do you think? What do you hear?
Say you, say Steve.
No.
Yeah, man.
No.
Say it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Hey, listen. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. 1983.
Say you, say Steve. You, Steve.
Yeah.
You, Steve.
Naturally.
Those don't fit together naturally.
No,
you, Steve.
Don't. Okay. What'd you say, 83?
Yep.
85.
1985 is correct.
Yeah!
1985. Today is Oatmeal Muffin Day. It's Hard Candy Day.
Ooh.
Saturday is Sangria Day. It's Games Day. It's Go Caroling Day. Sunday is Hamburger Day. Look on the Bright Side Day. Flashlight Day. Humbug Day. Don't Make Your Bed Day. Crossword Puzzle Day. And it is the first day of winter.
Booyah! Today is also Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign Day.
It's true.
We're going to be highlighting all the things that you can do to help
Feliz Navidad
in Asia.
Feliz Navidad.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. That's how we do.
Yeah. We got to go rescue Sam. He's out in the cold.
He is. Quick break. Coming back. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. More about this critter campaign. And it's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Who knows what we're going to do?
Who even knows?
Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Stad.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Careful.
Yeah. Man, this map is green and wide open. We have a right lane closed due to construction at Paseo do Norte West at San Pedro. And that's the only thing showing up on the map right now.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty good.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Coffee shop here. Rocking some fresh breakfast burritos this morning.
Yeah.
Just went and got our espresso. Seamus is over there today.
Yeah.
I was so happy. That dude makes incredible drinks. So, yeah, if you want to get your day going, Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here, Calvary campus. 338-3669, their phone number. That's 338-3669. Joining us in studio, our friend, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
There he is.
Good morning.
You've got the deep voice today.
I do.
Man, it's like so deep.
I know, because normally it's like,
hi, guys.
Hi.
It's great to be on air with you today. Thank you for having me.
Today's good, man. Today's good.
Yeah.
You know, we are partnering with Gospel for Asia, and today is the Christmas Critter campaign.
Critter.
And they sent us scripts.
Oh, okay.
To help us with our a journey today, if you will. The Christmas Critter campaign, basically a way to help someone in need. And not just someone, an entire village.
Yeah.
With chickens or goats. You can get a cow, water buffalo.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
They sent us!
You know, I know that's a cool thing, but I can't ever hear the word water buffalo without thinking of Silly Songs with Larry.
Doug.
Everybody has a water
buffalo.
Will
you find the water buffalo song, please?
The weird thing is, you're the third person now.
No way, really?
To reference that song this morning.
VeggieTales.
I've never heard it.
He's never heard it.
Everybody
has a water buffalo.
We're going to play it. Doug is pulling it up.
I don't know how, because that is Brody's favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was from the very first VeggieTales.
It's like the very first. It's one of the very first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was the first episode.
Man. It might have been.
I think it was.
Or was it? Was it? I Love My Lips was the first one.
Brody.
Oh, it could have been. I Love My Lips. Or Hairbrush.
Hairbrush. It was in that era of the first four or five.
Yeah.
Brody is the oddest kid because his favorite character is Bob.
Oh, really?
Bob the Tomato.
Everybody's got a water
buffalo. Oh, gosh.
Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Oh, where do we get them? I don't know. Everybody's got a water buffalo.
Wow.
To the store. Got his head stuck. Dude, how did you miss this?
How did you get this?
Man, the best shows too much church. That's how I got it.
Oh, man.
Then, the other guy comes in and says, you can't say that. Not everybody has a water buffalo. We're going to get letters. We're going to get
nasty. See, and that's... Oh, gosh.
Where's my water buffalo?
Well, here's your water buffalo if you've ever wanted to gift somebody a water buffalo. This is real, man. A water buffalo. It's a gift that will provide to poor families' needs in Asia for years. Whether it's transportation, pulling a plow for planting, providing milk, the animal will bless the family immensely and, man, could be an entire village. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. So here's the deal. Gospel for Asia, we're teaming up with them for the Christmas Critter Campaign. You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. They sent us scripts because, you know, sometimes people need help with how to go about doing a Christmas campaign. Yeah. They sent us scripts. We have not read the scripts.
Nope.
So it's a cold reading.
Cold read.
Cold read.
You, sir, are the announcer. You only have one line at the end. You're the guy that gets the one line at the end.
Okay.
I gotta set the. I gotta set this here. Okay. Okay, these are two college age groups. We're just going to do the first script. Yeah. And I'm just going to hand it to you, and you read the part of the announcer.
Okay.
Okay?
And I haven't had a chance to even look at it.
No. Neither have we.
All right.
So we're going to go...
Script number one.
We need some cool,
one, script number one.
Need some, like... Ah, here we go. Right. It's for college age.
This spot is geared towards more... It's younger college age.
All right, here we go. Are you guy one or guy two?
I'll be guy number one.
I'll be guy number two.
All right, here we go. Pizza Run! Dude, you in?
Nah, I'm getting chickens.
Oh yeah, we could grab some wings because there's a deal.
Nah, man. Not wings. I'm saving my pizza money for chickens.
Nah, man. No pets in the dorm, bro.
No, not for myself. I'm buying them for people in Asia.
Chickens for people in Asia?
Yeah, for only $11. You can send two chickens to a poor family, and then they'll have eggs to eat and sell.
$11? You don't have to give up much pizza for that?
Yeah, yelling guy number one. And to the families who gets them, it's huge. They can feed their kids and make money to help them get out of poverty.
Hey, stop the music.
Yeah.
That's deep, man.
Oh.
Real deep, bro. Yeah. Maybe I'll hit the dining hall tonight, too, and send my pizza money for chickens.
With Gospel for Asia, you can do it too. Just go to mystaticradio.com and give my glasses.
Oh, my. Sorry. One job.
On,
one
gosh,
job.
One job.
One thing to say. Literally one
thing,
line.
Sam.
My bifocal got messed up.
Bifocal got messed up? What is this, 1832?
And give it.
Someone turn on the gas lamp.
You're interrupting the announcer. Now I'm interrupting the announcer.
And give a pair of chickens for only $11, so check out mystaticradio.com today.
Boom! Insane!
I want to do the next one.
We did it! Right
I'm
now?
So sorry. Yes, I want to do the next one.
I couldn't say if it... My bad. I'm going to get the next
one. We'll give you a second chance.
Listen, there's a guy one,
another one,
a guy two, and an announcer. Okay. All right?
Let's do this one.
Okay, so if you didn't catch that for reals, it's only $11, and you can send a pair of chickens to a family in Asia that sources 200 to 300 eggs a year for the family.
That's
incredible. They'll have little chicks. They'll have more chickens. So it's $11.
It's a good get together as a family. Talk to your kids about the real meaning of Christmas, how it's better to give than to receive. And this is an excellent, practical way for you to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a rad thing to show your kids. And for $11, all you got to do is get to mystaticradio.com. That's mystaticradio.com. Oh, this is more serious.
Yeah, this is like philosophy.
This is, what would that be like?
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
There you go.
Okay. Are you guy one or guy two?
You'd be guy number one.
Okay. Hello, Matthew. What are you doing with that philosophy book?
Well, I'm a college student.
Haha. Seriously? What are you doing with that book?
Well, now that the semester is over, I'm going to sell it to buy more books.
More books? Seriously?
No, not for me. Bibles for people in Asia.
People in Asia? Really?
Yeah, dude. For just $21, you can get 7 Bibles for Christians in places like India.
That's like, $3 a Bible. I wish textbooks were that cheap.
I know, right? So with the cash I get for this philosophy book, I'll be able to send a bunch. Which is cool, because they could be the first Bible some of them have ever had. It might even be the first book they've ever read.
Yeah, mate. Wait, what was I doing? I was doing the...
Being sort of British.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get one for you. It'd be the first book you'll ever read.
You can give 75.
You are the worst every day.
Worst announcer. You got to drive it home. We just did that whole scene, and you're like, okay, supposed to like drive it home.
You can give 7 Bibles for only $21 by visiting mystaticradio.com and partnering with Gospel for Asia.
What's partnering?
So log on to. Yeah, it's not spelled right, is it? So log on to mystaticradio.com today.
That's good.
Today.
Sam, really? I think you're awesome.
Gosh.
I had two chances.
two different times,
and it's basically the same thing.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, and it's no surprise that the Baptists can't read the script.
We go off script, baby.
You do.
We only have one script. It's the Bible.
In the Baptist church, we always go off script.
Amazing.
We don't follow things man has written. We listen to the Word of God.
And Chuck Swindoll.
Well, the older Baptists do.
There you do. There you go.
The Bible is my script, and I'm the star.
The younger guys listen to Platt.
There you go.
And Francis Platt. Chan.
Yep.
Like that.
Truth. There you go. In truth, we are teaming up with Gospel for Asia. We're going to be rocking these scripts throughout the show because these are fun.
These are good.
But in all honesty, this helps families in need break the cycle of poverty. You can also show them the love of Christ and actually tangibly show them the love of Christ, whether it's a pair of chickens for $11, 7 Bibles for $21.
Mm-hmm.
That really is $3 a Bible.
Yeah.
Rabbits, goats, there's so many different options, but you got to check them all out at mystaticradio.com. It's Gospel for Asia's Christmas critter campaign.
Some of these scripts are incredible.
Yeah, I can't wait. There's some good stuff in here. And
here's one with Steve.
Nuh-uh.
Steve.
Oh, there's a Steve?
There's a Steve.
Well, I gotta read the Steve script. We'll
Steve
do that
Tom.
One.
Hey, okay.
That's typecasting.
Somewhere over here, Doug gave me a list.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see this thing. Yesterday, on the intranets, I found a list, y'all. What every state in the U.S. and A is worst at. Which, that sentence ends in a preposition, so I'm sure that the state that's worst at grammar.
Is where that guy's from.
That's where he's from. One thing that makes the U.S. great. No two states are the same. We know this. That diversity leads to distinct strengths and weaknesses. But how can you know what makes North Dakota different from South Dakota besides a made-up line separating them on a map? Well, in the interest of showing that each state sucks in some way, we picked out one key area where each is most deficient.
Yes!
This is important. Because if you don't know the worst things about someone, then you don't know them at all.
That's true.
Well, sometimes I say things that are kind of smart. What every state does the worst.
Mm.
We'll start with Alabama.
Alabama!
Most child smokers.
Are you serious? That's real?
Alabama is one of the few states in our glorious union that has raised its smoking age to 19, but apparently this measure is improving health about as much as fast food restaurants listing how many calories are in a bacon double cheeseburger. Smokers gonna smoke.
Gosh.
No matter how old they are, and in Alabama, that's usually about the age of 6. There's not a lot in Alabama to look forward to. No, I made that up.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's 8.
Part of the, okay. Yeah, that was a slight exaggeration. It's 6.5.
Dude, let's see.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Arizona.
Oh, that's where my family lives. My mom's out there.
My brother lives out there.
My sister's out there.
Nearly 60% of people in Arizona say they don't get regular dental exams.
Oh.
They're the worst at going to the dentist.
Okay.
Which, if you're retired and have dentures, that probably makes sense.
Ah, I hadn't thought about that.
But still, that's real gross.
Yeah, it is pretty gross, guys.
Real gross, y'all.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's skip to Mississippi, because I know you're all wondering. You're like, what's Matt going to say about Mississippi this time? He thinks it's so cool and popular.
Hey, are you from this state? Well, I think then you shouldn't say it's stinky.
That's true.
I don't think you should say the state is stinky.
If you live in Mississippi, you're only going to live for 75 years on average because Mississippi has the shortest life expectancy.
Wow!
There are 11 states in the United States in which residents are expected to live to at least 80, a full 5 years more than Mississippians.
Wow.
And their 5 extra years are not spent in Mississippi, which is probably why they live longer.
Mm-hmm. They go down to Florida?
Oh, Florida.
Oh, no.
Let us read about Florida.
You're going to be in Florida.
I'll be in Florida. Florida has the highest number of boat accidents and fatalities.
Wow!
Yet studies consistently show that Floridians operate boats at least as well as highly caffeinated orangutans. So nobody knows why there's so many boat tragedies.
Wow. Boat tragedies. Florida.
Wow.
Do you want to know what New Mexico
is? I was just...
Yeah.
Oh, contrary to popular belief, Idaho, worst drivers.
Really?
Fortunately, drivers in Idaho do not cause the most road accidents, since few people live in Idaho, or really need to drive through that state on their way to somewhere else. The next worst places in this survey were the District of Columbia and New York, which makes sense given the reputations. Apparently, Idaho's drivers are just total jerks behind the wheel.
I have driven in Idaho.
Have you driven with DJ Bossman Dan?
No.
Good
no,
example.
I was in Boise.
DJ Bossman Dan.
For about 3 days, and I... with a group of folks for our training, and I was the driver. And
yeah.
It was crazy.
Was it terrifying?
I was running there, too. I ran one time.
Dude.
And the people in the neighborhoods were like, I don't know if they'd never seen anybody run on the road before, but every car that I was passing oncoming kind of drifted in my direction. I'm like, either they don't like pedestrians or they've never seen one before. And they're looking at me and driving towards where they're looking. It was scary.
That's where DJ Bossman Dan is from, and mm-hmm. I'm not Catholic, but I bring a rosary every time I get in the car with him. Every time.
That's awesome.
I've learned how to rock a Hail Mary.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, not just in football.
The good thing, I guess it increases your prayer life, right?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Woo!
Thanks for the advice. If he ever asks, offers me a ride, I'm going to...
Yeah. You can...
Politely decline.
That's good. That's good.
New Mexico. We've been
traveling. Why are you looking at me? I'm from Texas.
And the award for most fatally careless goes to New Mexico.
Are you serious?
Because New Mexico has the most accidental deaths in the United States.
Great.
That's crazy.
This state is fatally careless. And backing up the whole driving thing, if you drive on a highway out here, you understand.
Yeah,
within
dude.
6 minutes of being in this state.
It's terrifying.
People are like, what's that? It's some light. What color is it? I don't know. I'm not racist. Run it. That's what
about
happens.
Tejas?
Tejas. Let me find it. This thing's in alphabetical order, and me being from Mississippi, it takes a while. Less than 80% of Texans have a high school diploma. Or maybe I'm Texan. It's actually the only state that dips below 80%, too. Everything is bigger in Texas, including dropout rates.
Oh, my God.
Because they have the fewest high school graduates per capita. Steve-O, did you graduate high school?
No comment.
There's a... Your silence.
Yeah!
Very revealing.
That's incredible.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You're part of the 20%.
Look, in the state...
Funny. You weren't even living there when you did that.
I was.
It's in your genes, bro.
It's in your
genes,
man.
It is encoded in my DNA.
It is.
I am a Texan. Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Washington State is the worst state at loving Justin Bieber.
What?
They are not believers. The state had by far the lowest person per capita Facebook likes for the pop star at 6.82%.
Oh, man. That didn't even count.
That counts.
That's not the worst thing that they're known for.
Is
that,
really important.
If that's the only worst... I mean, if that's the worst thing they're known for, then everybody should be moving to Washington State. That means that there's nothing else worse than not liking Justin Bieber. And probably a lot of people are going to move there now because of that.
Yeah, could be. Washington State.
Raise that up to like 10% that hate him.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Wyoming. I've always said the state motto of Wyoming is, why? And now I've got stuff to back it up, because Wyoming has the highest suicide rate.
Oh my gosh.
Wyoming has the highest suicide rate at 23.2 per 100,000. Or no, 23.2 per 100,000. So, not a percentage. 23 people out of every 100,000.
Mercy.
The state with the highest will to live is New Jersey, which has a suicide rate nearly 3 times lower than Wyoming's. Thankfully, Wyoming is also the least populous state.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not if you've been
Jersey
to Wyoming.
Jersey has the strongest will to live state?
Yeah.
Is it because of the boss?
They're going to live. They're going to live.
Yeah.
New Jersey is also worse for speeding tickets.
Huh. Worse for speeding tickets. It's because they're born to run, man.
Yeah. So. Dude, you are on it with this
born
background.
Born to run.
Look at you.
They have a speed trap every 30 miles.
Really?
The most in the nation. It collects $30,000 per mile in road user fees. But the real kicker, if you get caught doing even 10 miles over the limit, you can be fined double for racing.
Whoa!
In New Jersey. Racing!
Well, they don't mess around in Jersey.
Man.
That's where all those rumors about cops having to have quotas, speeding tickets,
yeah,
come from.
No kidding.
Places like that.
Speaking of collecting $30,000.
Yeah.
Instead of $30,000 in speeding tickets, how about this? Teaming up with Gospel for Asia for their Christmas Critter campaign.
Critters.
For between $10,000 and $40,000. There's different sets. You can get an entire church building for a village.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap, man.
Depending on the capacity and location, church buildings can cost an average of $10,000 to $40,000 due to the tremendous growth on the field. Many of the churches the Gospel for Asia builds can house or hold 500 people.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're teaming up with Gospel for Asia in an amazing way. We're really excited about this. Trying to help some families in these villages and help break the cycle of poverty and show them the love of Christ tangibly through these different things, whether it's $11 for a pair of chickens or a pair of pigs for $65. Think about that. Our boy Thieves out in California chimes in. Bacon Radio. He loves himself some bacon. Yeah.
He does.
You can give a pair of pigs. It's basically like providing a steady paycheck. Each pair can produce up to 20 piglets a year. Mm. And each piglet will grow over 200 pounds in less than 5 months. It's a lot of pork. Yeah. And you can sell, you know, the extra,
right,
to be, you know, for income for your family. So there's a lot of things you can do, and we don't think about that. It's $65 for a pair of pigs for this village.
I mean, obviously, one of the cool things about this is that we're not just giving them stuff,
right?
We're helping them to also sustain themselves.
Exactly.
It's brilliant.
I love that.
Brilliant.
I love that it's a pair, because it's like, hey,
yeah,
here's a pair of rabbits.
Right.
Here's a pair of chickens. Yeah. Here's a pair, you know, so that they can in turn do what they do and produce more animals. Exactly. And then you continue with income and with provision of food. There's also wells. Our DJ Bossman Dan, he was showing us this one, the Jesus Well.
Jesus Well.
They're $1,400, but they're a very cost-effective way to provide clean, fresh water to the entire village. The wells are located near Gospel for Asia supported churches or Bible colleges. They give missionaries an opportunity to share the love of Christ with people in need of living water.
Yeah.
And some incredible
stuff.
That's
pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Excited about that. So we're going to be talking more and more about that, as well as these states, the worst of the worst. While we're talking about what's going on in America, mm-hmm, negatively, we can speak positively about what we're trying to do in other countries around the world.
Segue.
You like that?
I like it.
So I do.
Don't try this at home, folks.
Yeah. I am. I'm a pro. We'll talk more about that. We got more Gospel for Asia scripts coming up.
Oh, man.
Gotta find the Steve script.
Oh, man, y'all. That's great.
I'll try to do better on my announcement.
Please do. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Let's take a look, see at traffic really quick.
Yep.
We have road construction that has closed a right lane at Paseo Del Norte West in San Pedro. There's a little bit of congestion on 40 eastbound around 8th Street, 12th Street. That area, but everything looks to be moving nicely. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah, we ready for y'all now.
It is Friday, which means it is Gospel for Asia Critter Campaign Friday.
That's right.
They're rocking an awesome Christmas Critter campaign.
Gospel for Asia Critter campaign.
Campaign Friday.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Somewhere.
Hashtag you figure it out.
Oh, man.
I still hear that buzz.
I'm sorry. I know. It's your mic.
Well, Sam, that's because of your decision.
Just hit the mic. It's making me mad.
Sorry. I'm close. I'm speaking as loudly as I can.
We got a phone call.
Hey, check it out.
Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Happy birthday, Billy!
Happy no.
birthday. There's no Billy here.
Who is this?
It's Frosty the Snowman.
Okay. Frosty.
You got a cell phone?
Wow. There was some real magic in that hat.
Some real magic. It's the 21st century.
So you got like an AT&T plan in your hat?
I have. I'm actually on Verizon.
Oh. What? Okay, Frosty, thanks for Sweet. Calling us.
What are you,
oh, how are you guys doing this Christmas?
Good. How are you?
I'm melting.
Why?
Because it's hotter here.
Where are you?
Than usual. I'm in the North Pole, but all of the global warming.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be okay for a few hundred years.
Well, it's still a little hotter than usual.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on, Frosty?
Well, not much. You know, I've been getting yelled at by a couple of other people, the other snowmen around here, because we're all kind of jealous of this Olaf character that's getting all, you know, the biz lately.
Oh, yeah, Olaf from Frozen, right?
See, hey, Frosty, I will tell you, I never saw Frozen, so you're still the only snowman I know.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday, Steve-O.
Don't listen to him.
It's not my birthday.
He loves that movie Elf, and that snowman at the beginning, that's his favorite.
What?
Oh.
Why would you? Oh.
Yeah.
He was also talking about loving the snowman from Rudolph, you know, the guy who
The narrator? Yeah.
Who sings the song.
Yeah.
Well, there went my joy for the day.
Whoa, you just stole Frosty's joy.
Sorry, Frosty. Okay.
Anyway, I am pretty sick of this Olaf character, so if you guys can take him out, that would be real cool.
Well, Frosty, you can't order a hit on Olaf.
Give it a few months, man. He'll melt.
Especially over radio. At least text us.
No. I hear they're making a part two. They made a part two with me, but I got stuck with a wife.
No, Frosty, you don't phrase it that way.
Well, if you live with her, you would phrase it differently, too.
Okay. I guess so. Does she give you the cold shoulder a lot?
Oh.
She usually just knocks my hat off, and then I'm frozen still because then I'm not real again, you know?
Oh.
So then when I come back to life, I realize that I've been kicked out of the house with my corncob pipe and my scarf is gone.
That sucks,
I've always wondered, Smokey,
Smokey?
If you've ever thought about the fact that smoking, one, it's not good for you. So this corncob pipe, you're using fire. Have you ever thought about the fact that you could just be causing yourself to melt quicker?
The corncob pipe is really just for looks, so I could get in with a mature audience.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
I see. So they could relate to you.
Yeah, so they could relate a little bit.
Sophistication.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ah. It's what took
I never
him from,
really.
It was what took him from Frosty the Snow Teen to Frosty the Snowman.
See, and that's what makes me smarter than Olaf, because he wanted to hang out in summer. He doesn't even realize he would melt.
That's true.
But you know what? Some people are not worth melting for, and that would be my wife.
Oh, I feel like you and your wife have a lot of contention between the two of you.
Well, yeah, there's definitely some stuff going on, you know.
Oh, man.
It's tough, but happy birthday!
I feel like you're masking some stuff, right? Like maybe you need to go see a counselor or something, like a marriage counseling. Do you guys have that in North Pole?
Licensed therapist?
Well, I talk with Santa a lot, but he's busy this time of year, so he gives me the cold shoulder, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Gosh.
Said that a minute ago. So your wife's name is it's Crystal, right?
Yeah.
How many kids you guys have?
We have four little ones.
Yeah? Little snowballs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are they?
16 if you count their bodies and their middle and their head.
Okay. I think that's bad math. That would be 12, right?
No. Four little ones. Unless they have four sections.
Why would you have four sections?
Snowmen obviously have three sections.
We don't get very
many. You got a head, a middle, and a bottom. Frosty.
We have a snow blob out here in New Mexico. We don't ever get to make snowmen.
Frosty, are you going to come visit Albuquerque this year?
I'm going to come visit everyone in Albuquerque if I can get a snow flurry like Olaf and survive the hot summers.
You won't do it. It's too hot here.
It's really
hot.
It's
really hot. It's, yeah.
Oh, well, I thought I had some of my joy back. Thanks, Steve-O.
Gosh, you
I just keep stealing Frosty's
life every day. Yeah. Every day, man.
That's just cold, man.
Come on!
Stop, Sam. Quit being so icy to him.
So what? Oh.
Hey, is it warm in Asia?
Yeah, I assume.
At certain times of the year. Yeah.
I was going to say, I heard you guys talking about giving for Gospel of Asia. Is that correct?
Yeah, for Asia.
Gospel for
Asia. Yeah, everybody should definitely do that out there for me. That would bring a lot of joy back to Frosty.
Boom.
I like that.
We're going to do another script here in just a minute, Frosty. It's right up your alley. So.
Happy birthday, Gospel for Asia.
No, I don't know if it's their birthday, but yeah. I bet they appreciate that.
Yep, totally. Thanks, Frosty. We love you, bro.
I love you guys, too. Hey, you know what? I'll see you guys again next Christmas, possibly, if I'm still here.
Oh, it sounds so fatalistic.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you never know, you know, with global warming and all that stuff. Al Gore's on that train, so.
Gosh. Yep.
Good luck, Frosty.
Frosty.
Thank you, guys. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Frosty. Gosh.
Frosty, the passively aggressive, depressed snowman.
Oh, man. That conversation snowballed quickly.
Oh,
stop
gosh.
It, Sam. Don't you start this. Every time you do this, it turns into an avalanche of bad jokes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
and
know.
Next thing we know, we're all buried under it.
Oh, buried under. Gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we just move on?
It's blizzard-like, it's like, really.
You guys done?
Yeah.
Well, we had a flurry of them come in, one right after the other.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can take anymore.
He joined!
He joined!
You're in it to win it, my friend. Okay, let's move on to the stinky thing. Doug doesn't count it. Doug says no.
Come on! I don't know if I can... That was brilliant! Gosh, Doug, you're such a hard judge of jokes.
He is.
It's difficult.
You know why? It's because he's got a good standard.
Yeah.
He's got a hard line on comedy. I love you, Doug.
Oh, man. It is Friday. It is Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign. We're teaming up with those guys, and they sent us these really rad scripts, and we're going to do another one.
Because that's why?
Because that's what we do?
Okay. Do you have any that are, like, for inebriated people?
What?
I'm just kidding. What's the next one? You found a good one.
I found one, and it's Christmas time. This one is between Jill and Karen.
What's the setting?
You will be playing the part of Jill.
Okay, hang on.
Jill is full of Christmas joy.
I've got to get my
because
script
it is that time of year. I will be playing the part of Karen.
Karen.
These are real scripts. Give them to us.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, you got this. You ready?
I'm Jill.
Announcer part?
I'm Jill.
Okay. Yes, Jill. Sam, there's an
announcer. I'm just checking. I got to get into character.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave 7 pigs are oinking, 6 lambs are bleating, 5 sewing machines.
Jill, what are you doing? That's not how it goes.
Oh, Karen, don't be a party pooper. Maybe it doesn't go that way. But that's what I'm thinking about this year, because I'm a woman, so I changed the words a little.
You... Speaking of changing the words...
Go!
You're thinking about lambs and pigs and sewing machines?
Yes, they just put me in the Christmas spirit and shoes.
I guess I'm missing something here.
Those are the Christmas gifts I'm giving to poor families in Asia this year.
You're sending a cow, a pig, and a sewing machine to families in Asia?
Yep. Through Gospel for Asia, you can go online and buy all kinds of neat gifts for families in need. I feel like I'm making fun of it.
I know, and I'm like, dang it, this is real.
Okay, hang on. These gifts really help because they provide food and income for the people who receive them. And every family also hears the story of Jesus. Now I feel really bad.
Now you're a
monster. We're in it. You got to keep going. Just go.
Wow, that's amazing. Now I understand why you're singing. I'm definitely going to buy one of those gifts, too.
Exactly.
Together singing fades as announcer jumps
on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
Six things I hung in six.
You can make a difference by purchasing a special gift for a family in Asia, too. Just go to MyStaticRadio.com today and look for the Gospel for Asia banner. That's MyStaticRadio.com.
And scene!
We did it.
We did it, guys. We did it.
I want to apologize to women and Gospel for Asia.
We're teaming up with Gospel for Asia. It is the Christmas Critter Campaign, and the truth is, these families really do need your help.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how cheap it is. You can get them a pair of chickens.
Absolutely.
You know, that's 200 to 300 eggs a year. They have more chicks. Then there's more chickens. Right. Then they can sell the extra chickens. They can make some income for their families. And you don't think about these things. Clean water, $30 for that. It's affordable. It's amazing. And you're actually doing something good this Christmas with your funds. So check out all the details at MyStaticRadio.com. That's MyStaticRadio.com. You can't miss it. The Christmas Critter Campaign with Gospel for Asia. We're going to take a phone call real quick.
Okay.
Static!
Well, good morning. I was just calling to see if I could donate to the Gospel for Asia. I had a person or two that I think would maybe want to go there.
Okay. You just go to mystaticradio.com. That's
all you gotta do. You go to a website.
You just go.
Well, I have a computer.
You do?
I don't.
You don't.
Oh. Okay.
What are you gonna? You could go to the public library.
Well, that would take some effort.
Here you go, dude. 1-855-268-ASIA. That's 1-855-268-ASIA.
Thank you for calling, Droopy Dog.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
It's okay.
Thankfully, we got to take a quick break.
Yeah, we did.
Coming up, it's the 8 o'clock hour. Mm. We're going to talk more about the Gospel for Asia Christmas Critter Campaign going on right now at MyStaticRadio.com. And, of course, more with Sam from the Baptist Convention in Mexico.
Yeah.
Great. You did a good job with that last announcement.
Thanks.
That was good, man.
I was trying to show some enthusiasm.
There you go.
I mean, I have enthusiasm, but my voice sometimes doesn't betray me on that or show me that.
Yeah. I think when we come back and we do another one of these, we should have an announcer contest. I think we should read through the script, and then we should give Sam a chance, and then we should give DJ Bossman Dan a chance.
No, that's not fair. He's a professional.
I don't care. Sam,
it's not fair.
You got to step up to the mic.
He's a professional. Mm.
Who's going to drop it when it's over? We'll find out.
There you go.
I think. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down with that.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see how this goes.
All right.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Austin Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hola, it's time to look at some traffic. We have a bit of congestion around Osuna and Pan American off of 25 southbound. Also, we have an accident, I-40 West at I-25 exit 159 BC, the oldest exit in town. And we have a lane closure. The right lane's closed. Paseo del Norte West at San Pedro. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
No?
Doo-doo. Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Oh, man.
Doo-doo.
It is Friday.
Doo-doo.
Team Austin Doo-doo. Morning Party. And our boy Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Hello.
Glad you're here, bro.
Glad to breathe here.
To you got it. Here.
Take two. Sam accepting the greeting.
Hi. Gosh.
Hi, fellas. Oh, man, I'm just doing bad today.
It's okay. It's Friday. It's our last show of the year.
That's crazy.
Mitch and I will be taking the reins next week for a couple days, and then, you know, got Christmas break, and then got a couple days, and then we got New Year's.
Yeah.
So,
woo!
Yeah.
I can't believe it's already that time of year.
I know. Speaking of. I found this amazing survey, if you will.
Cool.
List. You mentioned it this morning. It was during breaking news.
I don't remember.
More than a third of Americans will be shopping tomorrow.
Nice.
I guess they coined it Super Saturday because more than a third of shoppers plan to be out tomorrow getting last-minute toy purchases, electronics, groceries, some stocking stuffers. What's crazy, 17%. Alcohol.
Wow.
Holiday items. Alcohol. Right there.
17%?
Yeah. Last minute purchase, 23%.
Sometimes where I go, that seems a little low.
Yeah.
I'm walking around looking at everybody's baskets, and I'm the only one in the store who doesn't have 13 cases of beer in his basket.
Yeah.
I only have 10, but that's...
You stop it.
Just kidding. I don't have any.
He's Baptist, guys.
I'm so glad you said that, Sam.
I can't even go down the beer aisle without feeling guilty when I'm cutting through to another part of the store.
You're like, I just can't.
Somebody's going to see me here. They're going to think I'm buying beer. I'm going to lose my job. Which will make me sad, which I'll go drink, and then I'll just start all over again.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, Sam. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Last-minute purchases. 23% are toys and electronics.
Okay.
22% groceries for holiday meals. Stocking stuffers was 21%, and alcohol came in at 17%. Here's the crazy thing. In the entire nation, cities with the highest percentage of last-minute shoppers. Number one, Sioux City, Iowa.
That's crazy.
Number two, Indianapolis. And number three, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, we made a top three.
Land of Manana. Yeah.
That's right.
Man. So we are top three for the Land of Manana last minute Christmas gifts. I got to be honest, I haven't even started.
Not at all?
No.
Oh, my God. I thought you were kidding. When we were talking about it off air, I thought he's just messing
with
me.
No, no. He has no.
No, no. We see, Black Friday, we had the kids, and they went with us, and we got them one gift. Okay. So they already got one gift.
Yeah.
And they know what it is. They were with us, and they picked them out, and we got them brand new gloves for this next spring season of baseball for them.
Oh, sweet. That's a great gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great gift.
So they've already been using and abusing them since Black Friday.
Getting them ready for...
Absolutely.
Right.
So, but as far as Christmas gifts go, you know, we've got like Secret Santa things and little white elephant parties and all that, and we've taken care of those like the day before the party.
Right. Or the morning of if the party's that afternoon.
So apparently I still have, you know, plenty of days left till Christmas Eve to get my entire family gifts.
Yeah, you gotta think of it at this point in hours.
Almost a week.
Yeah.
It's kinda like when I was in college and I had an exam coming up, you'd be like, man, I got 2 weeks, 1 week. I've got like hundreds of hours.
Yeah. It sounds better that way. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Well,
yeah.
I'm almost finished. I just got to pick up one more thing for my dad.
Okay.
And then a couple of other things for my wife, and I'm done.
There you go.
Brenda's been working hard at it, getting stuff for the kids and the grandkids. So.
If you're looking for something rad to do, we are talking all day long, actually, about Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign.
Christmas Critter!
Talking about this Christmas Critter campaign, 100% of all the gifts get to the field, which we were talking off air, is a huge deal. With Gospel for Asia, if you spend $11 buying a family a pair of chickens, you know that that pair of chickens is going to make it to that family on the field. 100% of all gifts get to the field. There's a lot of things you can purchase, actually, for these families in need. It's pretty amazing. You can look at the entire Christmas catalog at mystaticradio.com. That's mystaticradio.com. We need to do another script.
Okay.
We're teaming up with Gospel for Asia for the Christmas Critter campaign. And again, mystaticradio.com for all the details. Mm-hmm. But they sent us scripts like, hey, some fun ways to share.
We should do this one because there's a lot of announcer stuff.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
And it's with a group of friends?
I think this is page 3 or 4.
Ben and Dan?
That's the one.
Okay, which is perfect because DJ Bossman Dan.
Hey.
Here's what we want to do.
Team up, Sam,
with Gospel for Asia.
Take it, Sam.
I can take it. Bring it.
There's so many amazing gifts
it.
That will help these families break the cycle of poverty. This is an amazing reminder of the love of Jesus Christ. It's tangible. You can send a pair of chickens, a pair of pigs. There's goats, rabbits. Yes, really. Check out all the details. Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign at mystaticradio.com. That's mystaticradio.com. They sent us these scripts.
Yes, they did.
To try and help us.
And we are terrible at reading scripts. We've learned that this morning. And we're going to keep doing it.
Who's going first? Who will go first?
I'm already at the mic, and Dan just pointed at me, so I guess I'm first.
Okay. So we're going to give you the opportunity to play announcer first. So we got Christmas music going.
We're
going to
be...
I'll play special music for the announcer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to be Ben and Dan.
Okay.
And then when we get... Because this is a huge announcer section.
I'm a little nervous about the music here.
So I'll be Ben, you be Dan.
Okay.
Let me get in character.
Okay.
Ben, I've known 6 Bens. They're all horrible people.
Okay. See, and I'm Dan.
Yes.
So I mean, I'm like DJ Bossman Dan.
Or you could be
Daniel in the Lion's Den. He was bold.
Go with that one.
He was brave.
Benjamin the Wheat Tribe.
I'm Dan. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm Dan. Yeah.
Go for it.
Group of friends. Ha! Oh, a loud snore in the background.
Oh, that's you.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Wait, I thought you were Ben.
Dang it.
Okay, so you're snoring. Over. Sorry, I'm doing...
Okay.
Okay.
Cut.
Okay,
go. Take two.
4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody!
What are you guys doing here?
No. Oh, it's a New Year's party. Hello?
What? The last thing I remember was going to bed on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve? Are you serious?
I guess I'm Rumpelstiltskin. I ad-libbed that.
Sure sounded like it.
That's pretty good.
Sam, it's not your line yet.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, I guess I slept through... That's you.
The last thing I remember was going to bed on Christmas Eve.
Dude, Christmas Eve? Are you serious?
Dude, I guess I slept through Christmas. Oh, man, I missed everything. I haven't even bought any gifts yet. Where am I going to find good gifts now? I'll never be able to make this up to my parents.
Announcer.
Where's the announcer?
Oh, here it is. Oh, my God.
You just hit it. Okay. Feel like you slept through Christmas? Don't worry. Gospel for Asia has you covered. Visit mystaticradio.com and you'll still find meaningful gifts for everyone on your list. By purchasing items like pigs, goats, or water filters, you'll make a huge difference in the life of a family in Asia. These gifts transform the lives of families who receive them, providing food, income, and opportunity. So don't wait another day. Go to mystaticradio.com and look for the Gospel for Asia banner. Purchase a special belated Christmas gift in honor of your friends and family now!
We would like to thank Hermie the Dentist Elf from Rudolph Here's the Red-Nosed thing, Reindeer for being our announcer.
We're trying to help people in Asia with, you know, chickens, goats, all these great things. And then you come in with a read like that.
Well, first of all, they didn't highlight the radio thing, so it came up as part of the regular text. So I almost said the wrong thing instead of mystaticradio.com. So that threw me off. Plus, it was a longer announcer than the last time, and it wasn't highlighted. And you just handed me the script, and I couldn't find it. And there was so much pressure.
Dan is
standing here, and he's a professional, and I'm just
DJ
a youth
Boss
pastor.
You will be reading the part of the announcer. Should we just skip to the announcer part, or do you want to do it again this time?
Maybe do the last line first.
Just the last line. Oh, that's it. That's Ben.
Maybe do the last line
first. Wait, I'll go. Christmas Eve, are you serious?
Dude, I guess I slept through Christmas. Oh, man, I missed everything. I haven't even bought any gifts yet. What am I going to do? How am I going to find good gifts? Why do my parents hate me so much?
Feel like you slept through Christmas? Don't worry. Gospel for Asia has you covered. Visit mystaticradio.com and you'll find meaningful gifts for everyone on your list. By purchasing items like pigs, goats, or water filters, you'll make a huge difference in the life of a family in Asia. These gifts transform lives, the families who receive them, providing food, income, and opportunity. So don't wait another day. Go to mystaticradio.com and look for the Gospel for Asia banner. Purchase a special belated Christmas gift in honor of your friends and family now.
Wow.
Sam, what's it like,
man,
just watching a professional just lay it down, man?
Wow.
What's that like? How do you feel?
First of all, it brought tears to my eyes.
Okay. So it made you cry.
It made me cry. Second of all, I'm so jealous because I was going to do that voice, but I didn't think it would work. But
yeah. Sam, you went with Hermie, the dentist elf from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I'll tell you what, man.
I am not just a misfit.
That's what you sounded like.
If we didn't just sell 10 pairs of chickens online,
man,
people must not be listening.
That's like 20 chickens.
That was the best. Yeah. That was the best announcer that we've had so far. I'm just going to tell you right now.
All
right. Pigs, goats, water filters.
I bet he can't teach a youth Bible study. That's all I'm saying.
The jump from pigs to goats makes sense. But then water filters, kind of out of left field. Pigs, goats, water filters, dig a well. Yeah.
It's there.
I feel like he had an advantage because he heard me read it first. Plus, this is his job.
Okay.
I mean, he knows how to do this.
Sam, I feel like if the script was just make excuses, then you would nail it.
I feel like if John the Baptist had made excuses, you wouldn't have a denomination. But he didn't. He stepped up and he ate locusts and honey and he did his freaking job, man.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. So take that. Why don't you
Well, you haven't seen my animal skin suit? I haven't worn that.
You smell like animal skin.
And speaking of animal skin, a pair of chickens is only $11. There you go. A pair of pigs, $65. And even, yes, the water buffalo. $460. In all honesty, get to mystaticradio.com, Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign. All the details are there. And it's amazing. It's amazing what you can do, honestly.
Yeah, it really is.
$21 for 7 Bibles, if you want to send Bibles out there. The Biosand water filters that we were talking about, $30 each. And considering the fact that many poor regions of Asia don't even have pure, clean drinking water, uses concrete, sand. These Biosand water filters remove impurities, providing water for drinking, cooking that is 98% pure.
Yeah. I want to encourage all of our families listening. This is a great way to get together with your kids and say, let's buy something for someone else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And really, you know, hammer home the true meaning of Christmas.
Dude, we don't think about things like this. Think about a toilet, an actual toilet for these villages. Approximately 2.4 million deaths could be prevented annually if people had appropriate hygiene practices, including reliable sanitation. Mm-hmm. Nearly 20% of the world's population is forced to go to the bathroom out in the open. So for $160, you can help reduce the risk of common diseases by providing a family with an outdoor toilet. That's $160 cool. They get an outdoor toilet. Yeah. So each unit includes a dual tank system for optimized sanitation. Just a lot of great stuff. Gospel for Asia doing some incredible things. Check out the Christmas Critter Campaign at mystaticradio.com, and you can get the Christmas catalog and see all the different things that we've been talking about. So
Cool. Okay.
You're not fired?
I gotta give it to Dan.
Though I'm humiliated.
DJ Boss Man Dan killed it.
Embarrassed and humiliated. I have to admit, it was...
Yeah.
DJ Boss Man, you brought it, baby.
Now, speaking of sending things,
that was sick.
I found this, and we definitely have to talk about this one for sure. You know, we're talking about sending chickens, water buffaloes,
water filters,
different animals, different filtration systems, toilets to Asia. Now we're getting closer and closer, guys, to the future.
The future.
Imagine if you could do that all within a couple hours.
Okay,
from America to Asia.
Okay.
Right now, it takes about 6 hours to drive from L.A. to San Fran, right? Depending on the speed. 6 hours. More than an hour if you try and fly.
It's not bad.
Designers of a speed tube called the Hyperloop...
No.
...say they're one step closer to making the trip take minutes.
Really?
Tesla founder Elon Musk says the technology is being developed with the help of about 25 UCLA graduate architecture students... at a facility in Playa Vista. Playa Vista?
Probably Playa
Vista. Yeah, probably.
Because they're probably not a bunch of players there.
Playa Vista, yo! Hyperloop has teamed up with the students to create a tube technology designed to connect cities less than 300 miles apart. So you could totally rock this like a champion. Think about like the water slide at like a water park.
I can't believe this is like a real thing. This is awesome.
This is real. They look like a blank sheet of paper on... Yeah. They look at this like a blank sheet of paper on which they can realize their fantasies. That's UCLA professor Craig Hodges. On top of pylons is a hovering capsule inside a low-pressurized tube, which can reach speeds of up to 760
miles an hour. What's
the
Hyperloop? Hyperloop.
Okay, think about this. Back in the day when you were a kid and your mom had to go to the bank... and she called the little teller person, and it was and they shot the little tube, thunk, and then it came back, and
that's
it was like, they didn't give me a cherry, sucker. This bank sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, man, if we were at a bank and my mom didn't get that little envelope back with like a cherry sucker in it, I was mad. Yeah.
Agreed.
I was like, no, we're at the bank. The point of going with you to the bank was to get that sucker.
Yeah,
it's true.
Now,
so is this for vehicles or people to sit like in a tube and be shot?
Look at that thing. It looks like this crazy
like a car thing.
It's
huh?
like a super train.
It looks like something at Disney World. The only resistance would be the air in front of the capsule, which they move to the back by using a compressor. So basically, a trip to from LA to San Fran would take about 35 minutes.
Look at this. There's one that runs to Albuquerque, and then it doesn't run anywhere else.
It runs to Phoenix.
No, look, it's just a one way.
All roads.
Why don't they build one? Why don't they build one that goes to Oklahoma City or Kansas City or Denver?
Who wants to go to Oklahoma City?
Because they said within 300 miles.
That's a good point. Solid point.
300 miles, buddy.
Now, Denver would make sense. But Denver's over 300 from Albuquerque. Right?
Yeah,
here's the next biggest mistake. There's one that runs from Orlando to Miami, but that's it.
And then it just stays. You're like, you're stuck within my...
That's
Florida.
Disney World. They Florida. Need to get this thing going up, like it straight doesn't even, to Disney yeah. World.
What's crazy is Orlando doesn't run to Jacksonville. Jacksonville. Yeah. And it's like Jacksonville runs to the rest of the nation.
Jacksonville's like 2 hours from Orlando. According to this Hyperloop.
Yeah. Dude, how incredible would this be?
That would be awesome.
I'm just saying.
Dude, it looks awesome.
35 minutes. And because it's strictly run on solar power, developers say a ride would cost passengers about $30.
No way.
That's awesome. I'm down. Let's build it. Let's get rid of the highways. Let's throw cars out the window.
Okay.
And bring dinosaurs back. Clone them.
Oh, man.
Clone
them.
Yeah.
I have a question. Why is the distance limited to 300 miles?
It doesn't say. I don't know. Maybe it's to maintain that since it's just run on air compression, I guess.
It's harder to run the compression for that, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll get a science juke and somebody will call in and tell us about it.
It's closer to becoming a reality. Here's what they need. 10 years and $16 billion.
Oh.
Jump change.
The $16 billion is nothing. Who wants to wait 10 years for this? This is awesome.
Right?
I will wait.
Yeah. Dude, students from all around the world working on the project have stock options in the company.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so they said it could be very easily put together. It's more about figuring out how to make it a good business model. Hyperloop, they're looking for people with different backgrounds to become involved with the project. You can actually check their website for more information.
I'll put a link up.
I wonder if they need a chaplain.
Yeah.
Hey,
probably because in the beginning, you know, it's going to be like the Zeppelins that were like, oh no, this
maybe,
was
we lost another one.
Maybe they
Sam,
need a couple of
family.
Voiceover guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Coming up, Phoenix, you'll be there in 15 minutes on Hyperloop.
Now leaving from Hyperloop Deck 7.
Oh, see? That was good, man.
The white zone is for loading and unloading of hyperlinks only.
Please do not leave luggage unattended.
Oh, man.
Do not smoke in the Hyperloop. Otherwise, it'll blow the whole thing up and kill everyone.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you see a strange person, report them. And then we'll put up a picture of Doug.
Don't worry about your luggage. That's too heavy.
Yeah.
Just buy new clothes when you get to San Francisco.
Wow.
The white zone is for new clothes.
Telling you guys.
That's pretty sick.
But then slowly the Hyperloop devolves into the plot of Snowpiercer.
Oh,
where it's
no.
like, the front of the train is for the rich and elite only.
That's right.
Please proceed to the back of the train, Mateo. You're a loser.
You know, Yahoo Movies just released their annual list of top films of the year.
Yeah.
2014. Snowpiercer was number 7.
Nice.
Yeah. So made it to the top 10. The number one movie of the year I have not seen.
Frozen.
And I wish I could even tell you the name of it.
Frozen.
It was the one with Ethan Hawke. That they filmed over the course of 12 years or whatever.
Oh, Boy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Boy's Life.
Boy's Life.
Boy's Life.
Something
not
like
to
that.
Be confused with The Bug's Life, which was a totally different
Tim
story.
And Stephanie saw that, and Tim said it was really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was Yahoo Movies' number one film of the year.
That's
so,
crazy.
Yeah.
I heard it was one of those things that got so hyped up, though, that...
Then when you got there, you were a little disappointed.
People were kind of like, what?
See, but they said even if they had just simply made it as a... marketing campaign to try and sell the movie, that it was still a powerfully strong film.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah,
and it worked.
The film itself, not the marketing stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Tim said it was really good because it was just real. Like it was like just living life with this kid and watching him grow up.
It only took them 39 days of filming, of shooting, to create this film, but over the course of 12 years.
Yeah.
They filmed this movie. You know.
It's a cool concept when you think about it.
Absolutely.
I just can imagine
trying to have the patience, like that child actor, you know, who is basically the kid, and it's like, I'm filming a movie with Ethan Hawke. I can't talk about it for 12 years.
It's kind of cool.
12 years.
Well, it depends on how they pay him. Like, when he was a kid, they're like, hey, we'll give you more candy if you shut up. And
that's right.
Okay! And then by the time he's 18, he's like, money.
Yeah.
This is going to take money. Money or I'll talk.
Forget the candy.
I'll talk, see?
Oh, man.
Cash. Also, throw in some more candy.
Yeah. Candy and cash.
Friday.
Stakes got higher.
Team Awesome Morning Party hanging
steaks.
Out with you. Want to remind you guys, we've been talking about it all morning long. We're teaming up with Gospel for Asia. You can check out their Christmas catalog at our website, mystaticradio.com. Talking about all these different gifts that you can get. 100% of all the gifts make it to the field. So if you are interested in helping out a family, you can help out entire villages.
Yeah.
With this, and it's so cheap, dude. $11 for a pair of chickens, that'll get a family 200 to 300 eggs a year. These chickens, in turn, they have more chickens. It's more eggs. That's income. You can also get sewing machines. There's different things you can provide for families in need in Asia. And so check out all the details. Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign. MyStaticRadio.com. Again, it's MyStaticRadio.com. It's really easy. It's our website.
It's pretty cool, y'all. You ever heard of that internet? We own it.
Get there and check it out. Coming up. Well, more of us.
More of us. Sorry.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Let's see what's up. I wanted to say that all dramatically.
Yeah.
Let's see what's
up.
Let's
see what's up.
We have a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 West at I-25, exit 159 BC. I think that had to do with the accident that was there earlier. Also, we have the right lane closed due to construction. Paseo del Norte West at San Pedro. My buddy Matt, he's a policeman, said he listens when I do the traffic updates, and he says he'll check it, and he'll go, nope, nope, nope. This map updates so slowly.
Yeah.
And it's not like a refreshing issue on the internet. It's like whoever is in charge of updating this thing does not do a good job.
Yeah. There you go.
And so he said, I'll be reading stuff off, like, there's a blah, blah, blah here, and he'll go, No, that's not what that is.
It's pretty clear.
That's cleared up. That's been cleared for 30 minutes. Thought that was really funny.
Oh, man. You may not be able to count on our traffic reports, but you can count on Gospel for Asia. Huh?
Hey!
Hey, that was
Steve-o,
excellent.
What's Gospel for Asia?
Let me tell you, my friend.
Whoa.
Gospel for Asia. Teaming up with them for the Christmas Critter Campaign, 100% of all gifts make it to the field, which is really amazing. And right now, we're teaming up with them to try and share the love of Christ in the form of chickens, goats, water buffaloes.
Water
no,
filters,
I'm not being funny.
Wells.
Yeah, just some cool things you can do as you're gearing up for Christmas. You can look at the Christmas catalog at mystaticradio.com. These gifts will help families who are poverty-stricken. Also, show them the love of Christ tangibly with a gift. Like a pair of chickens. $11, dude. We keep talking about these chickens. I think it's because Chrissy wants chickens currently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. How about we just get chickens for someone in Asia?
Give them to someone else.
Yes.
That's a win-win.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That way she can't hold it over your head that you never got chickens.
Yeah.
And you did. You just gave them away.
For a family in Asia, these animals are a welcome gift, often the source of 200 to 300 eggs every single year. And when the pair produces more chicks, they continue to provide nourishment. They provide income. Maybe you're a bacon guy like our boy Thebes, pair of pigs. It's crazy, dude. Each pair can produce up to 20 piglets a year.
Mm.
Each piglet grows to over 200 pounds in less than 5 months. And that's a lot of pork chops.
DJ Bossman Dan's wife said she's going to get a sewing machine.
Yeah, dude, a sewing machine. Check this out. For the women of Asia, sewing isn't just a hobby. It's an opportunity to earn a livelihood for their family. So you as the listener can give the gift of a sewing machine that not only puts clothes on the backs of the family members, but also puts food on the family's table through income for the moms. Those are $85. You can check out the entire Christmas catalog for Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign at mystaticradio.com. Please check it out, mystaticradio.com, or if you'd like to give them a call, 1-855-268-ASIA. That's 1-855-268-ASIA.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
You remember that band Asia?
I do.
What was their biggest song?
Oh, gosh.
Good job.
Let me think. I was thinking of Europe. That was the Final Countdown. Europe, right?
Asia's like,
it's another part of the world, right? Asia, Europe.
Well, get ready to prod Doug up. I have an idea.
Okay,
prod
good.
It up. Some
good.
Of these.
I can't think of Asia.
Some of these things aren't necessarily group efforts, these little skit things,
okay.
These scripts.
Yeah, they gave a Gospel for Asia. We're teaming up with them for the Christmas Critter campaign.
Yeah.
And we got scripts from them to help us.
So I thought maybe
tell you the listener about it.
I thought maybe it might go over a little bit better if I read one of these things while Asia was playing in the background.
I like that.
Great idea.
All right.
Oh, now I recognize the song.
Turn it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The kids are shouting. The dogs are barking. The phone's ringing. The relatives are coming. The food is burning. And sometimes you just want a moment to rest. And in the heat of that moment, a good night's sleep makes a big difference. But for mothers in South Asia, disease-carrying mosquitoes make a peaceful night hard to come by. Show Christ's love to a mom in Asia this Christmas. Give her a mosquito. This isn't effective. I can't make this happen.
Here, I got another one.
Okay. I don't know, Doug. Did it?
This one's called Pigs, Water Buffaloes, and Christ. There are millions in the band Asia who don't know. Nope.
I feel like that. I don't know. Is that unconfirmed?
Nice try.
Doug? Not unconfirmed, right? We don't know. Okay, we don't know.
We need another one, like a loving Asia song.
Is there a different Asia song? We're trying, guys. We're trying to make this happen.
Beautiful. All right, here we go. There are millions in Asia who don't know God loves them. This Christmas, join us at Static Radio and reaching them through Gospel for Asia and Asia.
This is pretty good.
We're providing chickens, pigs, and even water buffaloes to destitute families, giving them food and an income. Your act of love will show them that God really does love them. Get started at mystaticradio.com.
That was perfect.
Let's make this Christmas our best one.
All right, Doug, start the song over. Which one did you read?
Nailed it! Pigs, water buffaloes, and Christ.
All right, hang on, Doug. I got to find a different one because I want to do that.
Mystaticradio.com. That's mystaticradio.com if you would like to help.
Oh, I got it. Okay, Doug. Hit it. Up in the attic, dusting off ornaments. Is that last year's gingerbread house? Pull out the recipes, invite the relatives, deck the halls, and don't forget that long list of gifts to buy.
Mm.
But wait a minute. Really. Wait.
Should I pause?
No.
Oh.
Wait, turn that back down.
Okay.
What does Christmas really mean?
Mm.
Right, now turn it back up. Did you know that this Christmas, you can transform someone's life forever? Through Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter campaign, you can send chickens, a water buffalo, or Bibles to a poor family in Asia. All to the soundtrack of Asia. Your gift not only improves their physical lives, it gives them the hope of Jesus. Now that... something to celebrate.
I feel like this was what we needed this whole time
exactly
with the band Asia underneath this.
Go to mystaticradio.com on our little carousel banner thing.
Yeah.
You'll see the Gospel for Asia one pick up or click up somehow. It pops up there. It's magic. Internet magic. And then you click it and it takes you to where you can do this thing.
And the truth is, guys, it's incredible. A pair of lambs are $130. I'm looking at this Christmas catalog that we have on our website.
Now say that right there. You get a pair of lambs,
yeah.
And then as a parent, you say, "Now I won't tell you about the real lamb."
You're jamming
Boom.
For the lamb.
There it is. There you go. That's easy peasy.
We got Gospel for Asia, we got Asia, jam for the lamb, or a pair of lambs. One lamb will produce up to 30 pounds of wool each year. That's like giving an Asian family 10 miles of yarn. They don't have Hobby Lobby over there.
They don't have Michaels. They don't have Joann Fabric.
They don't. But if you get them a pair of lambs for $130... Wool isn't the only thing lambs have to offer. Their rich, nutritious milk is an excellent source of calcium and makes delicious cheese.
I love cheese.
Of course, a pair of lambs, they'll reproduce.
Steve-O loves goat cheese.
Giving even more lambs for wool, milk, and meat. I hate goat cheese.
He
sorry,
loves
guys.
Goat it's cheese
really,
so much.
Goat cheese is really bad.
No.
Okay. Sam Swan, guys.
We seriously can't
Baptist,
go an hour. We
Baptist
can't go
Convention
an hour.
Of New Mexico.
An hour. Doug gives him
Doug liked that. I scored with producer Doug. He liked it.
Gosh, no.
I got a thumbs up from producer. Thanks, Doug.
Steve-O,
awesome.
You haven't gotten a thumbs up from Doug all week.
I haven't. I really haven't.
Hot Top Cat, he brings up. Hot Top Cat.
Gosh, there was a gothic cat thing going on where people were trying to pierce their cats and like make them all weird goth.
Yeah.
So I said, "What do they shop at? Hot Top Cat?" And it's still the worst joke of 2014. It tops Doug's list of the worst joke.
You know, you got
of
it
the
in
year.
There.
That's good. That means that mine wasn't. None of mine.
No.
Said
to me,
that.
It was worth the wait. You got it in there at the last minute. It's almost Christmas, and you gave us the worst joke of the year.
Hey, guys, please get to MyStaticRadio.com for Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign. There's so many amazing ways that you can help out families in need. And just looking at the different ones, you know, you were mentioning goats and me.
Yes.
I really am not a fan. Yeah. Because when I was a kid, I went on a field trip to Bosque Farms, and it was like this goat farm.
Goat!
And I remember having to milk a goat. I remember having to drink warm goat milk and being grossed out already. And then they made like goat ice cream and like goat cheese, and we were eating. And still to this day, I just remember being that little kid who overdid it with all this goat stuff and throwing up.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
So I really got your goat.
I had an... Oh, gosh.
Well done.
I had an abundance of goat stuff that day because there was a whole farm of goats.
Yeah.
In Asia... Where some of these families are in these villages, they don't have that. In fact, goats actually aren't animals that flourish in the Asian climate. But a goat produces at least one offspring each year, generates plenty of milk to drink and sell. The gift of a goat given in the name of Jesus is actually a good way to bring joy to a poor family's world because it's hard to keep these goats. Yeah. So if you can send a goat, goats are $70. You can check out the details at mystaticradio.com.
Sounds kind of cheesy to me.
Okay. I see what you did there. Okay.
it's getting pretty woolly in here.
I was butting in.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what, though? Some of these.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh!
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Huh? Guys? Because a kid?
Doug?
Was like a little
Doug?
Doug?
Yeah!
Woo! I did it, man!
Good for you, man. I am so proud of you right now.
Oh, man.
I have a tear of joy running down my
face. Here's the thing with this. Some of these sound kind of like they're poking fun at themselves.
Right?
Some of these are... Give me a good bed back there.
What are you
Make
looking
the
for?
Bed up.
What do you... a good one. Do you need more Asia? What do you need?
Give me... Yeah, something like that. Something along those lines.
Doug, can we have another hit from the band Asia?
They've only had two.
I feel like that's the...
I'm sorry. For all those Asian fans.
Oh, man.
The tens of Asian fans that are out there.
This mic is killing me.
Yeah, Sam, your mic is awful.
I'm sorry.
I fixed it.
I didn't do it. Hey.
I fixed it.
Look at that.
No.
I really did.
That's funny.
Brought this up. Guys, we're serious about this Gospel for Asia thing, but some of these things are just coming off to me as kind of cheesy. I'm going to just read the whole thing.
Okay. This is good.
Okay, it starts off so dumb, I'm skipping that. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas morning. And Johnny and Susie are tumbling downstairs to oink, 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 to see what treats are in their store. Oink, oink, oink. Wait a minute. Those piglets weren't supposed to end up in Johnny and Susie's house. Producer, something's gotten mixed up. Susie.
Oh.
This is yucky, Mommy!
Johnny.
Hey, this pig can play in the mud with me!
Why does Johnny have a
high... Where's my voice, higher pitch? I'm also older! I've got all these identity issues! What's up with this?
It's okay, Johnny and Susie. Those piglets were supposed to go to Asia. You see, little girls and boys who don't have enough to eat need this gift. Would you like to send these piglets to a family in Asia?
Yeah! Yes, I would! I'm the boy in this scenario!
Now, Christmas morning on the other side of the world, Sunita and Raheem wake up and look outside their bamboo hut to see...
Piglets!
These piglets will provide an income for their family so they can afford good food and clothes to wear. And all this is given with the love of Jesus so that Sunita and Raheem can celebrate the true meaning of Christmas.
Thank you, Jesus!
See, to me, that's when it goes... To celebrate Christ this Christmas, go to MyStaticRadio.com.
Booyah! And really do. Check it out. MyStaticRadio.com. We're teaming up with Gospel for Asia. I've got one. I found one, guys.
All right, do it.
Okay.
Did you guys like my announcer voice?
I was just about to say, since I fixed your mic, you're going to be the announcer.
Okay.
So you get to go after.
Okay.
Guess not, Doug.
I'll be playing the part of husband and wife, I guess, because you just played all the parts over here. So
it's a one-man show.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
Some people like it.
I'm ready.
Oh, come on.
Hey, hun. Oh. Tell me a secret.
Depends.
All right.
What?
Hey, what do you want for Christmas? I mean, what do you really want?
Is this real life?
Oh, you know what I really want.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like?
was that girl? I'd like a water buffalo.
A what? A water buffalo? Did you just say water buffalo? That's the script. Announcer.
Announcer. Yes, you can give a beautiful gift this Christmas.
I just like, threw it down, man. I just threw it down like you were in that scene, the husband and the wife, and it was like Marsha and John, and they were just like,
"Okay, I'm sorry,
Marsha."
Take it again.
And then you were just like,
"Okay, give me the give me the last one again. Give me the last line again."
I'm sorry, everyone listening. I want to apologize. We're doing something really serious.
I think
serious.
I'd like a water buffalo. What? A water buffalo?
Yes. You can give a beautiful gift this Christmas. A water buffalo.
No.
For a poor Dalit family in India, just one water buffalo can provide rich milk, cheese, and dairy products.
This is actually working.
Enough to sustain the whole family.
Good job, Sam Swan.
Not only that, but one water buffalo is great for transportation, work in the fields, and extra dairy products for the family to sell for income.
I am not going to lie, I'm slightly jealous of the water buffalo because my kid right now, Brody, tries to jump on Indiana Jones, our dog's back, and ride Indiana Jones. Yeah. I just can't imagine buffalo your transportation work. Being a water buffalo
be awesome.
And riding around on one. I saw Indiana Jones when I was a kid. I loved it.
There you go. Gospel for Asia is reaching out to the poor throughout Asia with practical gifts. Like a water buffalo, and the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's awesome, man.
Give a gift that gives and opens the door to the greatest gift of all, the good news of Jesus. To learn more, go online at mystaticradio.com. That's mystaticradio.com.
Your voice, your voice is comforting, but so
you
much
did it.
Like I want to fall asleep
you did it, man.
In your arms.
That could have been the Christopher Cross in the background. Like, just,
maybe it was just
really
a combo.
Like, maybe it was. I don't know. Gosh. You know, it's amazing. One thing I do love about this, teaming up with Gospel for Asia for their Christmas Critter campaign, in all honesty, is the fact that you're giving them something tangible that they can use.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I was just thinking that. That's, you know, it's one thing.
The scripts may be cheesy. The actual gifts aren't.
The actual gifts are not at all.
They're incredible,
man. I don't know if it's re-sustaining or self-sustaining or...
Reinforces. Or
whatever. When you give them chickens, they've got eggs, and they can have more chickens.
Yeah.
And it may take a little bit of time, but self-perpetuating, that's what I was trying to think of.
Ooh, I like that.
This is a gift that continues...
It keeps on giving.
To give, right.
You're trying to say it in a different way.
I am trying.
There's no different way.
There's no way to... The better way to say it is it's a gift that keeps on giving because you're giving, you're helping in a tangible way, plus you're using the opportunity to talk about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To share the gospel with these folks who need this stuff. It's the best of both worlds, really, because you're giving them something, but you're also sharing the gospel. And you're not just giving it to them one time.
Right.
It's not something they're going to use and throw away. It's something they're going to get to use for a long time.
It's pretty cool, man. There's a lot of different things on the Christmas catalog for Gospel for Asia, including an entire barnyard bundle. For $678, you get, 6 chickens for a village. We're talking goats, a lamb, a cow, and pigs. There's like all these crazy... You get a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's really cool
for a village. That's amazing. We're talking about the fact that a pair of chickens, that's 200, 300 eggs a year. And when they produce more chicks, that's more eggs. That's nourishment. That's, you know, you get that abundance of chickens. And then looks like we're having KFC tonight. Kids.
And even if they, when the other chickens have other chickens, even if they don't sell those. Wait, I missed something, didn't I?
No, Sam, keep talking.
I'm sorry.
Please.
I couldn't.
Keep us on target.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the idea is it could be also a ministry that this family has. If they don't sell the chicken to another family, they could give it to another family and sort of. And they learn.
They in turn,
or not necessarily learn, but practice the ministry of giving as well.
It's pretty great.
This can hit like multiple types of personalities.
Oh,
because
always.
You have, I understand, like you have people that have more like the tender heart scenario where, like me, when I see a Sarah McLachlan commercial, I'm like, gosh, I got to go save every animal in this world.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or if I see like a Gospel for Asia or Compassion or World Vision or whatever it might be, then I'm immediately like, man, I got to do something.
You guys really do sponsor a bunch of kids.
We do. And so then you have the personalities that are like, well,
how do I know my money's going where it needs to go? Is this actually helping?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to just keep giving handouts because it's not going to help that person learn that they can't keep getting handouts. This is a very practical way that can help out both people. So if you're a more, like me, bleeding heart idiot, and you just give to everything.
He does!
Then you totally, this is a way to effectively do that. You have everything going from chickens to sewing machines to water buffaloes to
rabbits,
you could build
lambs.
A building.
Yeah.
And water then if filters, you have somebody that's wells. The practical thing, 100% of the money goes to what you are putting it towards.
Yeah.
And like that water filter thing, that's total. Think about the practicality of that. You're providing water for a village.
Right.
Not just one person, not just a family, an entire village.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible what happens. And as you said, 100% goes to the field, which is a huge deal.
So basically, there's not an excuse not to participate.
Right. All the details are available at mystaticradio.com. You also posted them at facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to. Yeah. Now, switching gears just a little bit. I see what you're reading over there, and now we have to talk about this.
Okay.
We have to talk about this. What's happening?
Nothing. This is just an editorial on why Spider-Man can't survive without the Marvel Universe. Recently, yesterday we talked about it, the whole show, the Sony hack has revealed way too much info about the goings-on at Sony, and you know to me and Steve-O, the most important thing about all this is what they're going to do with Spider-Man.
Yes, Sony. For those who don't know, Sony owns the film rights to Spider-Man, but just the film rights.
Marvel still owns
the toy rights.
The TV rights, the video game. It's crazy. Anyway, that just kind of shows where our priorities. It's like, yeah, but these people's lives have been invaded, and invasion of privacy. This could be like a cyber attack and war. And we're like, I know, is Marvel going to get Spider-Man? Because honestly, I don't know. I can't even. Yeah. Sam.
I know.
Sam, there are moments in the day where I can't even.
I know.
So anyway, the funny thing.
That's not odd that you can't even.
I can't even! In nerd culture, this is one of the biggest things.
That's not odd. That you can't even.
Yeah, you need to. You need to make a picture of yourself, Sam, and make a meme of your face and with your little jokes in there. And they'll spread all over the internet.
Yep, truth.
It'll be great. Yeah. Doug, work on that for
It'd be
Sam.
Be a huge hit, man.
Tens of people would see that.
Tens.
You're the meme guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know you. You say terribly cheesy things.
Well, I am Baptist.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with Baptist.
So anyway, I don't know. I'm just reading this editorial thing about why. Now it just seems more and more obvious that Sony's got to do something.
Yeah.
I feel like they could sell Spider-Man and for a pretty penny.
Oh, gosh. We're talking
they could
honestly
save the day for them.
Billions.
Yeah.
Because that's how much they stand to make.
Disney would buy it up.
Totally. Is there anybody in this world with deeper pockets than Disney?
No, I don't think so.
Except for Kanye. Am I right, Doug? Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, you were behind on S.H.I.E.L.D., but you finally got caught up. They're doing some cool things.
Man, that show, you know, the first half of the first season was kind of, it was very good, but it was kind of slow.
Yeah.
But then after Winter Soldier, and they tied stuff back into what happened in Winter Soldier, into the Marvel, into the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV, and then this whole second season has just been
phenomenal. Have you started watching Flash yet?
Not yet. I haven't had a chance.
Dude, you're going to burn
it. I've been on the road. I've been doing some stuff, so I haven't been able to do it.
You're one of the first guys I think about with the Flash, because it's like the familiar, friendlier,
what you should do, though? This holiday season, you should burn through the first half season of Flash, because now S.H.I.E.L.D.'s kind of off, and Agent Carter's coming
not coming until January, so I've got some weeks.
So you got time.
How old's Riley now?
Riley is 12.
Okay, dude. Oh,
he would
gosh.
Love the Flash.
The Flash is
okay.
Strict terms here. The Flash is the best comic book movie series on TV.
Okay.
My 11-year-old Jack, we watched The Flash and we watched S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, because it's on the same night. And it was weeks ago that Jack made this comment. But he was getting ready for bed. You know, we always pray and we talk about the day and stuff. And he said, "Dad, I think my favorite show is Flash."
Okay.
I think it's my favorite comic book show. And I said, okay, why? And he said, because when I watch that show, it makes me want to go out and do good.
Okay.
It's one of those, like, You want to be a superhero.
Wow.
You want to make a change for the better, and you want to save others, and you want to do good. And there's something about that, because Tim Burton recently came out and said, I don't like this Marvel formula, and how come everybody's got to be so dark? I'm Tim Burton. And it's like, you're the weirdest dude on the planet.
He started some of the dark.
Right. Yeah. So Batman Returns, that was like the first one that we remember being like
super
did
dark.
Did the penguin just bite that guy's nose? That's just scary.
And
that's
didn't he do scary. Edward Scissorhands? Too?
Yes.
That's not a bright movie.
Okay, so you know what, though? It's a good Christmas movie.
But it's a reminder that people do in times. We need that, like, just positive, happy, absolutely. Like, it's okay to be a superhero, and yes, you're going through things because you're human and see the human aspects, but the greater good wins out. Yeah. I mean, the Flash, dude. Yeah.
If Tim Burton's admitting that he needs that, then maybe we're all in a bad way. If he's the one coming out saying, dude, I just need a happy superhero.
If he has finally come around to that, then we all,
need to take all right,
so,
I'm, take
so over the holidays, because my grandkids will be here, too, and I've got
a good one.
4-year-old and 3-year-old. Would Flash be okay with that?
Brody usually can maintain for the Flash.
For a little while.
For a little while. IPad, and then he'll run around.
Because they're little boys and they get bored.
Yeah, they get bored quick.
Yeah.
But Jack and Luke, I mean, they don't blink. And for Brody even, the action sequences and what, they're not over the top. You know, it's still a CW show, you know.
So sometimes there's a little... But here's the thing that gets me for Flash, is that Flash is what Spider-Man should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Okay. Like his character, Barry Allen, Peter Parker.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been. And in fact, there was an episode recently where he was fighting a dude with electric powers.
Yeah.
And it was basically like, man,
Amazing Spider-Man 2, but done way better.
But done correctly with a different hero. And it was just like, oh my gosh.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Awesome.
So, anyways.
But I would say, now, the thing about S.H.I.E.L.D., though, because I really like S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I love that show, especially how they've stepped it up lately. But I appreciate that for a completely different reason. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s more like a spy show.
Yeah.
And it's turning into more of like a hero show now, we see with so many different things.
Well, because it's... Even the Avengers, you know, there's... Well, S.H.I.E.L.D., the whole organization of S.H.I.E.L.D. is tied to the Avengers,
but
they work around the superheroes. Mm-hmm. It's not superhero-centered, whereas the Avengers is, obviously.
And the funny thing is...
And that's what I like about S.H.I.E.L.D. is that they make reference to that, and they'll bring them in when they need them, but they're doing their spy stuff and looking out for the greater good of humanity, that kind of the...
Right.
Those kind of cops.
And if you
like
look
that.
At it as more of a spy show, then it makes more sense.
Absolutely.
And it's more fun to watch for that reason. The funny thing is, number one, in the comic books now, it was revealed in an issue of Captain America this week that they're kind of doing what the TV show and the movies have done, because we found out that within the comic world, all of the major teams, so Avengers, X-Men, all of them have a Hydra agent. This was like a big reveal
that
happened this week. Yeah,
every week in the comics.
Every organization has been infiltrated. So that's how closely they're starting to tie everything in. And then also...
And Coulson's around now in comics.
Yeah, Coulson's
totally
around.
He wasn't a comic character.
And now they brought him in.
Speaking of that, Clark Gregg tweeted a picture of Coulson in the comics with Hawkeye. And now there's huge speculation that Jeremy Renner is going to be popping up in S.H.I.E.L.D. in the show.
Which would be great.
It would be awesome.
He's great.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a huge fan.
I love Coulson. Mm-hmm. I love the little lines he says.
Yeah.
I mean, just
it's gotten so much
well
better.
Written.
If you guys quit first season, I totally get it. But
get
after,
back into it.
Yeah. After Captain America came out,
it really made a shift.
It turned a corner.
It's funny to see that right now. I mean, you know, some would say, "Yeah, comic books and superhero stuff, it's kind of niche." And then you look at the top grossing films and television shows right now, and everybody is just like needing a hero, wanting a hero, wanting to see. So it's amazing to see. I mean, God said it best in Ecclesiastes. He's written eternity in our hearts.
Yeah.
Like, we're all longing for something greater, right? And so you see it through all of these different superhero shows, the idea of, oh man, you know, because you always want the good guy to win out and save the day, and I'm really excited about what's happening with all that. And it's a reminder of wanting to be a hero in real life.
Yeah.
Maybe not going out and stopping bank robbers or anything crazy like that, but you could truly be a hero in a village in Asia right now.
It's true.
Yeah.
Teaming up with Gospel for Asia for the Christmas Critter campaign, and a lot of options on our website, mystaticradio.com, under the Christmas catalog. There's a pair of chickens. It's only $11, dude, for a pair of chickens, and you have no idea how far that's going to go for an entire family in a village in Asia. Man, they source 200 to 300 eggs a year. They produce more chickens.
So specifically what you do, you go to our Facebook, you click that link that I put up.
Yes.
It's going to go to mystaticradio.com.
Booyah!
And then you're going to go, there's like a carousel picture thing. Number one is for the gift. Number two is for the t-shirt. Number three is the one that you're looking for. And then you click that and it takes you to the page that all the options are listed.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible, man.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So, I know, you know, it'd be amazing if you just went and bought everything on that page.
Yeah.
But if you can't...
This is such a practical way to teach your family the real meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, I'm excited, because Chrissy has been for some time. She sent me a blueprints this week for another chicken coop that she wants me to build.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You want to have chickens,
man? I know a church planter in Tucson that they have recently done. They call them urban chickens because they live in the city. They live in Tucson, and they've got a chicken coop, and they have eggs, and it's a cool deal. And it's a way of helping their own family also, and then they can also minister by giving some of the eggs away to folks that they are trying to minister to. And
it's pretty awesome.
It's a great deal.
Well, that's what Chrissy wants now. Maybe I can go, honey. Got you a pair of chickens for a family in India. Yeah. They're not coming home.
They were given in your name.
Yeah. Come on, selfish. They need them way more than you.
Come on, selfish.
Whatever, Whole Foods.
I'm going to stay out of that one.
Yeah.
I got enough problems with my own wife. I don't need problems with your wife, too.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for all of the details on Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign. The three C's. Christmas Critter Campaign.
Yeah.
I like that.
Huh? Cool.
The CCC.
Yes. Chickens, pigs, goats, rabbits, you name it, are all options. And 100% of what you do online at this website goes to the field. So 100% of your funds will go to these chickens, these pigs, the goats, Bibles, Biosand water filters. There's so many options, but you got to check them out at our website, mystaticradio.com. That's cool, man.
I like it.
I'm sad. I'm not going to lie. This music's playing.
Yep.
We've come to the end of our show.
Yep.
Come to the end of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Forever.
For the year 2014. Mateo going away for a few weeks for the holidays.
Might not come back.
Might not come back. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention, you'll be back in January, right?
I will.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I wish we had jet planes.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, I'll still be here next week, okay? Mitch and I, we're hanging out.
You guys on Monday are doing the Comics Cause.
Yeah, we're going to be out on the corner of Central and Richmond helping out with Comics Cause, local 501c3. Those guys every year, it's their sixth annual sleeping bag drive, just trying to grab some sleeping bags. And on Christmas Eve, Mike, the owner of Astro Zombies Comic Shop down there, actually drives around and hands these out himself.
Awesome.
It's incredible. Last year, they had 88 sleeping bags. It's a little rough this year. This Christmas season has been a little different. They had five when I went to talk to them this week. Yeah, and pick up my comics. It was like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Five. That's 83 less. Yes.
There's so many ways to help this holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. Check out all the details. MyStaticRadio.com. That is it for us. If you missed any part of the morning show, you can download the podcast at MyStaticRadio.com/mornings and be safe in all of your travels. I know a lot of people preparing to travel for the Christmas season. So prayers and...
If you're in the airport, be sweet to people. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
Amen to that,
especially,
man.
To the people behind the counter.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is mean to them, and it's not their fault.
Truth.
They didn't do it.
Even if they're grumpy, imagine their day. Because a lot of those people work 12-hour days.
And you might help turn their day around if you treat them with kindness, as opposed to everybody else who's been yelling at them and blaming stuff on them that is way beyond their control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Share a little joy that way and by going to mystaticradio.com, the Gospel for Asia Christmas Critter Campaign.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Until next week or January.
January.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
WWJD CCC.
Static.